long tradition of exciting play-by-play continues on Glory 97. From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we've got another top local matchup on KTCM and online at centralmoinfo.com. We begin with our pregame coverage, including interviews with the coaches. Let's send it to the booth for high school football on Glory 97 and centralmoinfo.com.
Centralia R6 School District is creating the leaders of tomorrow today. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students, along with Superintendent Darren Ford, want the young men and women, coaches, and all those involved with Centralia Panther Athletics to know they're so very proud of your hard work, and they're with you every step of the way, in competition and in the classroom. Learn more at centralia.k12.mo.us. The Centralia R6 School District, creating the leaders of tomorrow today.
This is the time of year we enjoy being outdoors. The sunshine, temperature, vacation, activities, there's so much to do. However, outdoor fun can also bring sunburns, insect bites, sore muscles, sprained ankles, and even broken bones. This is Mike at Kincaid Pharmacy in Centralia. We have the products to prevent some of your outdoor problems, and we have the products to soothe and heal the rest. For your parents' safety, remember to ask about our new RX Safe packaging at Kincaid Pharmacy, our good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia today. View KincaidPharmacy.com.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to Mexico, Missouri, for a battle of foes in the Mexico Bulldogs and the Centralia Panthers. Welcome inside the broadcast booth. Dan Thomas alongside Ben Wittstein, and we will have your action tonight on Glory 97 and centralmoinfo.com. These two teams only about 15 minutes away from each other, and it makes this matchup that much better. And Ben, just talking about both of these teams a little bit before we get to kickoff in just under 20 minutes. Two teams that run the ball a lot, don't really throw the ball in the air a lot, and that's what's going to help both of these teams tonight, especially with cold conditions, seeing that first real fall game on a Friday night.
Yeah, Cam, it's definitely football weather right now, and the fans are out here wearing coats and jackets and blankets and everything, finally starting to feel like fall. But like you said, these are two very heavy running teams. But with Centralia, they've gotten a little bit more in the groove of passing the ball, a lot easier with their junior quarterback, John Durant. He's got almost 400 yards passing on the season, and they've been going to him a little bit more. Head coach Jim Newstead talked to me, and he said, I trust the passing game a little bit more than I used to in the past with my junior quarterback. And with a pretty star-studded wide receiving core for Centralia in terms of what they've had in the past, their lead receiver, Nick Wheaton, a senior, he's been catching a good amount of passes, almost 200 yards through the air, a couple of touchdowns as well. So, I mean, this is a team that certainly its identity is running the ball, but they've been doing a pretty good job passing it as well, at least for Centralia Mexico, like you said. They run heavily on the ground. And with a game like this where it's a little bit more windy than we're used to, that's going to be something that comes into effect, especially for Centralia.
Both defenses will have to be stout and contain running games that have been very proficient throughout the year. We'll take a short break here on Glory 97 and centralmoinfo.com and be back with the coaches' interviews from Centralia coach Jim Newstead and Mexico coach Steve Hay.
Make sure to stop by Forest Chevrolet in Centralia. The 2019s have started arriving, and Forest has the 2018s marked down. With up to $14,000 off on remaining Silverado half-ton crew cab 4x4s. Check out all of what they have to offer, new and pre-owned, and find new roads online at ForestChevrolet.com. That's Forest Chevrolet, located on Highway 22 in Centralia. Proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers. If you think you may be paying too much for insurance, then you probably are. Andrain Insurance Agency, LLC of Mexico, takes pride in offering some of the most competitive rates around. Before renewing your current insurance, check with Andrain Insurance Agency for a no-obligation quote for farm, auto, homeowners, or health insurance. You can also call 800-362-5764 for a price quote today. You will find Audrain Insurance Agency located at 217 West Jackson in Mexico.
We knew we were going to have some tough games there, and we survived those games. We got one win out of the three. We knew that we had to be playing our best football in the middle of the season. It was a game that we have good chances of winning. So right now we're on a roll. We're doing well, and we hope to carry that forward tonight.
Now your quarterback, John Durant, coming off a game where he threw for over 100 yards. And how's his play been in general for you guys under center?
Well, he kind of started off a little slow. This is his first year at quarterback. He had a little slow start there, and he had a real good game against Clark rushing the ball, but we weren't real happy with his passing in the first game. So we made a conscious effort at practice to become a passing team, and it's kind of shown because against Highland, he was 191-yard passing, and he was 131 against Brookfield. So he's making a lot of steps forward in what we want. He's still got some learning to do, but he makes up for a lot of stuff with his speed because he's also got 418 yards rushing. So kind of a dual threat quarterback when he makes his right reads on pass.
Yeah, how much does that open up the offense for you guys, knowing that he can pass the ball, but also, you know, if a play breaks down or if you even want to call a quarterback run, he can run the ball efficiently?
Yeah, it helps a bunch. You know, me being an old defense coordinator, I know how hard it is to defend a quarterback that can beat you with the speed in his arm. So it makes us very conscious of things that we have to do that defenses have to do. And it gives us a lot of added offense to our offense.
And as you mentioned, an old defensive coordinator. So let's look at the defense for a second of your team. I counted, I believe, 12 turnovers on the year so far for that defense. How are you looking on the defensive side of the ball coming into the Mexico game?
Defense has kept us in all the games that we've been in. Even with Monroe and Palmyra, we still had chances because our defense kept us in the game early. We just got tired. Offense never came through in those two games, so that's why we had such bad upsets there. I think we've had 7 stops in the red zone this year. We have 12 turnovers. Coach Forsey and the defense are doing a great job, and they're kind of keeping us in the ball game. And that's kind of our tradition, having a good defense and kind of controlling the ball on offense. So,
talking to Centralia football coach Jim Newstead ahead of that Mexico game, and right down the road from you guys as you go to the Bulldogs tonight, what are going to be some keys?
Some keys that we're going to have to play mistake-free football on. We've had some games earlier this year when we have had too many turnovers and too many drive kills and mistakes. So we're going to have a mistake-free game. We're going to have to control the ball on offense and keep the ball out of their hands because they got some pretty quick guys on their offense. And defensively, we're going to have to stop them from running that outside here. They'll live by about 3 or 4 yards of carry. So we're going to have to shut down Nichols at running back and try to contain Nichols on defense too because he seems to make all their tackles too.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to a fun action-packed game. Jim Newstead, Centralia football coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all your coverage.
Have you made a funeral pre-arrangement but are now having second thoughts about the funeral home where you made it? If so, here's good news. Oliver Funeral Home in Centralia and Sturgeon will honor any pre-arrangement made at other funeral homes. Perhaps changes occur, but regardless of your reason, if you have an existing contract and you wish to transfer, Oliver Funeral Home is there to help you. With no cost to you, they can discuss transferring your plan or starting a new one. Oliver Funeral Home, a name you can trust for generations to come.
If you're planning to build a new pole barn, stop by Economy Metals, located on Highway 22, 4 miles east of Centralia. You'll find everything you need, from steel roofing and siding to trim, nails, screws, doors, and windows. Perhaps you need steel roofing for your home. You'll find it at Economy Metals. Stop in and let the guys help you with quality supplies for your next building project, or call 573-682-5575 for delivery right to your door. Economy Metals is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
Your calves have that look. You know, the one that makes your neighbors talk about at the coffee shop? This is Dwayne of Shelton Seed in Centralia. Prenagrate Starch Feeding Program helps give your calves the vigor and strength to transition from mom to the bump, making calves have that healthy look. No one weaning program is right for everyone. That's why Prenagrate Starch has four unique weaning programs that offer convenience, performance, and help improve the bottom line. Learn how Prenagrate Starch leads to more eating and less treating at Shelton Seed, the partners producers trust in Centralia.
Here on Regional Radio, previewing the Centralia-Mexico football game. Now talking with Mexico head coach Steve Hagan. Coach, coming off a win against Clinton, and now you've had some time to look back and kind of process that win. What'd you like from your team?
I like how we came out the second half. We played really well, I believe, the first quarter offensively. And then about that second quarter, just didn't really step up like I thought we should have. Allowed them to move the ball and score a couple touchdowns. And that second half came out, didn't allow any points. I think they had maybe 18 offensive plays in that second half, and so we did a really good job running the ball on the ground and shutting them out in that second half and getting out of there with a win.
And looking at your offense so far this year, obviously under center, you have your sophomore quarterback Ty Prince, over 250 passing yards this season. How's his development been through five games now?
They're really happy where he is. He's a sophomore, so he's going to make mistakes, and we expect that. But Ty's a very good competitor and a very smart kid, and very rarely does he make a mistake twice. And so that really helps when trying to develop a quarterback. He's getting a lot better in the option game, making decisions, distributing the football, and getting a lot more confident in doing that also, which helps us in our run game and surely will help us down the road in these future games.
How much easier is it for you as a coach developing him, knowing you're going to have him for another couple of years and he's not just leaving as a senior?
Yeah, I think that's the exciting thing about it. We had a quarterback for 2 years, and then we kind of went on a one-year runs with quarterbacks. And so we kind of saw that coming with Ty. He played a little bit defensively last year on varsity, just filling in spots. And that was just because of how smart a kid he was and putting himself in the right place. And we knew coming into this year that he had just grown himself physically in the weight room and just as a smart kid, and we kind of knew that he would be the one that it'd be his job to lose, and so he just continues to get better, and I believe the line in front of him and the backs around him help kind of balance that out and take a little bit of the pressure off of him, and that's allowed him to throw the ball a little bit this year, and we've just adjusted a little bit of our passing to kind of help him out, and it has, and so he's taking advantage of it, and hopefully the sky's the limit for him.
Talking with Mexico football coach Steve Hague ahead of their matchup against Centralia, and Centralia, a team that is starting to get more comfortable passing the ball. So defensively, in terms of strategy, how's the preparation been for that, knowing you're going to be seeing a good amount of passing?
We've kind of bounced back and forth this year. We went from a passing attack to a running attack to a passing attack, and so defensively we've had to make adjustments weekly. Centralia does a great job, I think, both throwing the ball and running it. They do a good job with their misdirection, pulling both guard and tackle and running their counter stuff with their quarterback, running some of that power. And so, we're going to have to really be sound in our assignments and not play with our eyes. We're just going to have to play where we're supposed to be assignment-wise and make tackles in those gaps that we're assigned and make them just kind of run a little bit more east-west and north and south. And they're young, but they've gotten better each week. And so we expect to have a good game. They're always a physical team and well-coached. And we expect a battle every year.
Yeah, certainly always a fun game for Centralia Mexico. All right, Coach Steve Hague, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck.
All right, Mark, can you hear us?
Drills and the acquisition of new skills.
Come on already!
Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, or feeds from a clip, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Graff's Reloading Supercenter is your one-stop shop for all your hunting, shooting, ammunition, and archery needs. Graff's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico. Their shelves are stocked to fill all your hunting needs.
The Centralia R6 School District is creating the leaders of tomorrow today. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students, along with Superintendent Darren Ford, want the young men and women, coaches, and all those involved with Centralia Panther Athletics to know they're so very proud of your hard work and they're with you every step of the way, in competition and in the classroom. Learn more at centralia.k12.mo.us. The Centralia R6 School District, creating the leaders of tomorrow today.
Welcome back to Hawthorne Heights for the matchup between the Mexico Bulldogs and the Centralia Panthers. Both teams 3-2 this season, only 15 minutes away from each other, and we are almost set for kickoff. Both teams shaking hands, doing the coin toss at the 50-yard line, and we'll tell you just a little bit about both teams, well, a little bit more about both teams before we get to kickoff, and we'll let you know who gets that kickoff as well. But first, Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Mexico Motors, Audrain Insurance Agency, Mexico Public Schools, number 59, World Finance and Tax Services, Grass Reloading Supercenter, and all of Mexico. Ben, when you think about these two teams, you've got Centralia that's got a little bit more of a solidified offense, an older group of guys. You got receivers that Aaron Williams, the offensive coordinator, and Jim Newstead really have trust and faith in. And then you got John Durant, who's had a little bit more experience than Ty Prince, who's the quarterback for the Mexico Bulldogs. So Centralia is a little bit more seasoned in their offensive game.
Yeah, they are. They have a good amount of players that came back from last season. And you look back at last season's game between these two teams, 21-20, an exciting finish. Centralia was down by a touchdown, less than 90 seconds left. They had a 54-yard touchdown pass to Nick Wheaton. They went for two. They didn't get it, allowing Mexico to win the game. So the rivalry between these two teams, obviously very intense with, like you said, these two towns, Mexico, Centralia, 15 miles apart. It's a very close rivalry, and when you have teams this close, especially in mid-Missouri, the fans and the players really wake up for a game like this.
Stadium here at Hawthorne Heights at probably about 75% to 80% capacity, and both teams have traveled very well for this Friday night matchup. Kickoff temperature will be right around 58 degrees, and it's supposed to continue to drop each and every hour. It'll be the Mexico Bulldogs that kick off. Centralia will receive. Back deep to receive for Centralia is Luke Hunter, the 5'10" junior, or sophomore rather. Another thing, Ben, that Mexico head coach Steve Haig talked about was putting together a complete game. And they get a chance to do that on defense first as they kick this one away to Centralia.
Yeah, they start out on defense. And, again, both of these teams, as you said, their record 3-2. So they have had a couple of tough losses for both of these teams. For Mexico, it came in week one against Southern Boone. They were only able to manage 6 points. They got they gave up 49. And their other loss, they gave up 42. So it's a defense that can buckle down the hatches when they can and when they want to. But sometimes in the past, they've given up a good amount of points.
Ready to boot away is the Mexico Bulldogs, and it's a pooch kick to about the 35-yard line. It'll go out of bounds, and Centralia will have very good field position on this first drive at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that'll cause a flag as well, so they'll move up, and that's only good for Centralia. As we mentioned, it's a cold day, and the wind is blowing. It's going to be kind of at the backs of Centralia, so maybe they'll try to get their passing game going here early on.
Gage Gilmore was the Bulldog that booted that one away. And one thing that is interesting about that is most kickers in high school, they usually play dual positions. Gage Gilmore, just a kicker and kicker only. But Centralia setting up for their first drive of the ballgame. John Durant, the junior quarterback, 5 foot 11, 177 pounds in the shotgun. Two receivers to his left, two to his right. In the backfield, Grafton Luttrell, motion left. Durant rolls out to his left. He's got a man at the 50-yard line. Caught. It's Nick Wheaton. Wheaton gets wrestled down, but gets the first down at right around the 47-yard line into Bulldog territory.
Dan, just like that, Centralia going to the passing game. You have that opportunity if you're the Panthers. You have Littrell behind Durant, but they're going to try to go to the air here, as I mentioned. Wind at their back, and they've certainly improved on their passing game this season, so why not try to air it out early on here?
Durant sets off the offense on the left hash. Three receivers to his left, trips left, and Littrell in the backfield. Here's the snap, looks to his left first, now passes over the middle of the field. It's caught by Crutchfield. Crutchfield gets almost to the first down marker and gets swarmed by a host of Bulldogs at the 32-yard line, 12-yard pickup on the play.
Yeah, right now Durant's just firing on all cylinders, airing out that ball, and we know Centralia in the past has been a running team, but they're going to the passing game early here. He's got big enough receivers in Wheaton and Crutchfield. He's also got Guy Moran. He's got a plethora of weapons around him to make it work.
Guy Moran set offset wide right as they spread out the trips into that wide formation. Last play was crutched up to the left side. Here's a flag before Durant can get off the snap. It came from the left side line, Judge, and here's the referee to give the call. It's going to be offsides on the defense. That'll be a 5-yard penalty, so first and even shorter for the Panthers offense. Your officials for tonight's game, Mark Brassfield is the official. Umpire Trent Black, linesman Jim Lawson, line judge Chuck Vanderblow, and back judge John Schill. First and 5 with 11:14 left to go in this first quarter. Here's a snap. Durant pitches left side to Luttrell. Luttrell skirts to about the 25-yard line, taken down right back at the line of scrimmage. After that penalty, they did move up that 5 yards.
Yeah, there's really nowhere for Luttrell to go. He had the option to follow his blockers, but the Mexico defense all over that one and able to hound him.
Second and 5 upcoming for the Centralia offense. Offset to the right, Nick Wheaton, as well as Crutchfield. Here's the snap. Durant rolls out to his right, has nothing. Now he skirts the left side of the field to the 20. He's got a lot of room to the 10. He's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Centralia. John Durant, using some misdirection, rolls out to his right, didn't have anything, and then used his speed to get to the left side of the field. And takes a strike all the way to the end zone with his 2 feet. Pending the extra point, Centralia will go up 7-0. And that's big for Centralia to get the first score of the game away at Mexico.
It really is. And it was a drive where they started out with 2 passes and they went back to the run game. And Durant, very tremendous job by him to see the awareness on the opposite end of the field.
Here's the snap, the boot, and kick is good from Luke Hunter. Centralia Bulldogs go up 7-0 against the Centralia Panthers go up 7-0 on the Mexico Bulldogs here at Hawthorne Heights. We'll take a break here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. 7-0, your score.
When you're making that important decision to buy or sell a home, contact Terry Crocker at Reason Nichols Realtor Centralia. Terry can assist you in all areas of making a purchase, from teaming you up with a lender for a mortgage to getting quotes for competitive home insurance rates. Relocating? Let Terry help you sell your home here and find you a new home there. Call Reason Nichols Centralia at 573-682-2252 and find out how Terry can help you today.
Where did they start?
And we're back here on Glory 97. Here's the kickoff from Centralia, and it is caught at the 38-yard line from Mexico, so they'll have pretty good field position to start off their first drive. Lane Cook on the reception. And another pooch kick from Centralia. Mexico did the same thing to start this game, but they're giving short fields and not trying to boot it to the back of the end zone.
Now, Mexico is a very run-heavy team, so I don't think we're going to see them as pass-happy as Centralia was on their first drive of the game.
Here's the sophomore quarterback, Ty Prince, for his first drive. of the game for Mexico. Here's a snap, hands off up the middle, goes to Dylan Nichols, and Nichols gets taken down at the 40-yard line. Centralia saying that they recovered the football, but officials made no call to say that. Now the referees will call time on
Looks
the
like
field.
There may be a flag down as well by the right in front of the Centralia sideline. It's a sideline warning. Yeah, that Centralia sideline a little encroaching a little too much on the field. Officials need to give them a warning.
And Mexico likes to run this quick, fast-paced offense. Even though they run the ball a lot, they get down, they get set. Whatever they're going to do, they're going to do it in a hurry. So Centralia's got to stay on their toes. Here's the snap. Fake handoff. Takes it right back up the middle to Prince, and he gets only 2 yards on the carry. Sets up third and short.
See if this Centralia defense digs deep. They've been known to be a defensive team in the past. Give up about 17 points a game, 12 sacks. They get into that backfield pretty efficiently. They have a pretty solid line. They have an all-district linebacker in Caden Van Skyke as one of the front four, and they're very much used to being able to put pressure on the quarterback. A team like Mexico, they just can't be bullied on the offensive line.
Here's Prince back with his offense, third and three from the 44. Here's a snap. Handoff goes right back up the middle to Nichols yet again, and he gets the first down and a couple extra more yards as well. Mexico moving the ball pretty well. They got the offense started here early, and that penalty in the first this first drive helped them out a lot, especially in this first down.
It did. And again, like you said, on the road, in a rival environment, you want to get that early score. And Mexico, the thing it'll do to your defense, it'll just wear you down. They'll keep pounding it and pounding it up the middle. And it's just something as a defense you need to be able to be on your toes.
Here's Jesse Finwald and Keon Mahaney offset to the left. Motion left. Ty Prince almost stumbles at the line, and he's taken down at the 50-yard line. That's Gus Stidham on the tackle.
And that was good awareness by Stidham. He saw that Prince was going to keep it himself. He could have been fooled by the play action. And the reason he stayed on Prince is because he saw that, and he prevented a run that could have probably been 5 or 6 yards.
So second and 11 now from right about midfield. Two receivers split out to the left. Three running backs in the backfield for Prince. Here's a snap. Fake handoff up the gut. Then hands off to the right side to Tyler Talley. He gets a yard, maybe a half a yard on the play. And Mexico, since they do run the ball so much, Ben, they really do like to use that misdirection, those fake handoffs, to really create space and open running.
Yeah, they do. And as a defense, again, you have to be disciplined. You have to know who your assignment is, who you're going to go after. Because they can really mess with your head. If you have three or four guys with the option of running the ball and they're having some free snap running around in the backfield, got to be aware.
So wide set out to the right is Keon Mahaney. Motion left. Here's the pitch. Goes right side to Nichols. Nichols got some room. Got about 5 yards on the carry. Barrels to the 44-yard line. That's not going to be enough for the first down. We'll see what the decision is from offensive coordinator Kenny Grubb.
Yeah, this is a semi-big decision. Again, you're down by a touchdown early on your first drive at home. And it looks like Mexico, again, this is four-down territory if you're at the Centralia 44.
Fourth and four from that 44-yard line. Motion left. And now Prince comes up to get another signal. Makes an audible. Now goes all the way in the shotgun. Looks like they're going to punt now. And the backside official making some movements, but here's the punt. It's a very, very short punt, barely gets past the first down marker and takes a couple of rolls and gets to the 34-yard line, so it's going to be another short field for Centralia and John Durant's offense.
And they've been lucky to get two short fields, and we'll see if they go back to the pass game. They clearly saw some holes in the Mexico defense. See if they exploit that once again. Durant's shown that he's capable of throwing this ball with the wind to his back and the cold weather as well.
Pretty interesting of a call there to start the offense up, set up in the offensive formation, then pull back in the punt. Possibly could be trying to see what that defense was setting up for. But nonetheless, it's a first and 10 for Centralia. Here's a handoff to the right side to Stidham. Stidham gets through one tackler. Now he's off to the races. He gets to the 40. He's down the sideline, pushed out of bounds by Shannon Dorsey. And that's going to be a large pickup on the play. We'll see where that marker is. I know that it's definitely only a 32-yard gain on the play. He just followed his blockers on the edge, and he was able to get some space down the sideline. Mexico here calling a timeout. They clearly do not like the way their defense has started this game. So timeout called on the field. 6:38 left to go in this game. Centralia with the ball, 7-0. The score will be back in 60 seconds on Glory 97 Central, moinfo.com.
Make sure to stop by Forest Chevrolet in Centralia. The 2019s have started arriving, and Forest has the 2018s marked down. With up to $14,000 off on remaining Silverado half-ton crew cab 4x4s. Check out all of what they have to offer, new and pre-owned, and find new roads online at ForestChevrolet.com. That's Forest Chevrolet, located on Highway 22 in Centralia. Proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers.
Hello, Panther fans. I'm Tony Stewart, administrator and owner of the Stewart House in Centralia, Missouri. For over 35 years, we've been serving the Centralia and surrounding areas in a fully licensed long-term care facility, offering skilled nursing services in a home-like setting. Our residents enjoy delicious home-cooked meals and social and recreational activities throughout the year. I would like to invite you to come visit our team at 117 South Hickman and take a tour. We have around-the-clock staffing and look forward to making our house your home. The Stewart House is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panther and Lady Panthers.
Trailia, John Durant will take his own snap, get about 3 yards on the screen, keeps a quarterback keeper, sets up 2nd and 7 for Trailia.
I like that run by Durant. I think he's doing a good job. At least Centralia is doing a good job mixing and matching the running and the passing.
2nd and 7. Two receivers set to the left. Here's the motion left for Wheaton. Snap. It's a throw down the left side of the sideline. Intended target was Nick Wheaton, and Wheaton motioned across the offense to try to get that wheel around play. Durant was trying to find him, but the quarterback on the other end, Ty Prince, there on the coverage.
Man, Wheaton out of the backfield. You saw the speed there by Wheaton. He showed off pretty good speed at 6 foot. 150 pounds. He really can run pretty fast, and he was able to do that. They put, like you said, Ty Prince on him. They were lucky they didn't have a linebacker or anything on him, because he would have outrun him by a mile.
So 3rd and 7. John Durant takes a snap, rolls out to his left, looking for a man. He's got one. Outstretched is Nick Wheaton yet again, and he can't make the catch. Just let his receiver a little too much there, did Durant.
Yeah, he continues to look for Wheaton, and Wheaton is open. You got to give him credit. Wheaton is getting open. He's being able to create space between him and his defensive back. And with Durant, he's having to throw on the run, and that's probably something he hasn't worked on a ton. And he's been about as accurate as you can expect, and it's just out of the reach of Wheaton.
You called it four down territory for Mexico on their last drive. Well, it looks like it's the same thing for Centralia. We'll see if they actually do run an offensive play. Mexico did not. They will. Here's a snap to Durant. Drops back. Incomplete pass to Nick Wheaton yet again, three times in a row, and three times in a row you can't make a completion.
They tried to go the right side to Wheaton on a wide receiver screen. He had space. I think he probably could have gotten that first down if he had made the catch cleanly. It was right in his hands. He should have made that catch. It was right at the chest, and I think he was worried about the defense because he probably turned his head at the last second, looked away from the ball, causing him to drop it. But that was about as open as you can be if you're Nick Wheaton on that pass attempt.
And if you're Mexico, that's exactly the stop you needed to try to equalize this game. They're down 7-0, 5:50 left to go in the first quarter. Here's Ty Prince, 1st and 10 from the 27. Hand off left side. And Prince faked the handoff and gave it to Dylan Nichols, who got about a yard or two on the play. Actually, 4 yards on the play.
He does a good job in traffic, and the defense swarmed him as he went up the middle, and he just kept churning those legs. 155 pounds. He's 5'5". He's short. He can get behind his offensive line.
Three receivers set for Prince. In the backfield with him, Jayshon White. Here's a snap. Screenplay cuts to the right side to White, and White loses the football. Centralia picks it up to the 10, and taken down from behind is Jared Holloman. The screen went out to the right side to White. White tried to fake out a tackler, put the ball on the turf, and the Panthers were there to pick it up. That is definitely not the spot you want to be turning the ball over if you're Mexico. And Centralia has been trying to get that fumble so far early on in this game. They've been punching at the ball, trying to strip it away with a team like Mexico who continues to run the ball. That is really the only way you're going to get turnovers is if you force that fumble, because you're not getting an interception. And right there, they hit him hard. He just dropped it. Well, John Durant and his offense have another short field. Here's a two receiver set. Wing back to the right. Here's the handoff. Goes to Stidham, and Stidham gets about a yard on the play. Actually, it's Jake Frido.
I think he gained a yard on that one. That was good Mexico defensive awareness. Cool. They're going to really have to step in here and step up, because they don't have much room to work on the defensive side of the ball with that ball with the 9-yard line.
Second and goal. Motion left. Handoff's taken by Liam Hill. Hill spins and gets taken down at the 5-yard line. 4-yard pickup on the play for Hill. That's his first touch of the day.
And Hill, they use sparingly. He was the backup quarterback to start the year for Centralia, but they moved him to receiver because they just needed some more bodies on the receiving end. And he's done a pretty tremendous job receiving. That was his fifth rush of the season. They use him a lot on end routes. He's got over 25 yards on the year.
Here's Luke Hunter entering the ballgame in the backfield. Split to the right of Durant. To his left in the slot is Guy Moran. Motion right. Pitch to the right. Goes to Luke Hunter, and he gets about a yard on the play. Might have gotten right back to that line of scrimmage. That was Hunter's first touch of the day as well. And when you have so much experience on this team, you've got guys, especially the wide receiving core, that is junior seniors, you get the chance to put guys in that are sophomores that get the opportunity to play, and then next year and years down the road, they're just that much more ready for experiences like this.
Yeah, right. If you can stick them in spots like this where you're comfortable, you're not comfortably ahead, but you're ahead, so the mistake can be made.
Now here's 4th and 6. Durant takes a snap, rolls out to his left. He's got an open man, and he misses him. Intended target was Liam Hill again. He rolled out to his left. He had Hill at the front of the end zone and had Moran in the back of the end zone, but couldn't find either intended target. Turnover on downs. Mexico's defense comes up big for the second drive in a row.
No, they do, and I would love to give the Mexico defense credit. They did a tremendous job with very poor starting territory for Centralia, but that pass by Durant, it probably should have been made. I think that was more of a Centralia hurting themselves than it was a Mexico defensive stop, but Mexico will take whatever they can get at this point. Still only down a touchdown.
Well, I guess you could make that point on the last drive as well when Durant missed his intended target in Wheaton 3 times in a row. But nonetheless, Mexico takes over on down. Here's a snap. Prince takes it. He's down to the left side of the sideline, takes it himself, and gets to the 25-yard line. That's a big pickup on the play of 18 yards.
Prince now 19 yards on 3 carries thus far, and we've seen him run the ball pretty efficiently. And that time he snuck behind on the left side of his offensive line, and it took a second for Centralia to see who ran the ball simply because he play-actioned it.
Bulldogs on the left side of the field, left hash. Here's a snap. Handoff goes to Nichols. Nichols breaks a tackle, now breaks another one, and gets hit right at the 30-yard line. 4-yard pickup on the play for Nichols. That's his third touch of the day.
Nichols now 25 yards, 5 carries. This is a Mexico team, Cam, that'll spread out those runners.
And Nichols is going to be the guy that has to give this team that composure, that leadership. He's the only senior on this offense that really has gotten a lot of touches. He's their leading rusher as well. Here's a wing set for Prince. Handoff goes to the left side. It's Reams, and Reams gets met at the line of scrimmage, taken down by a host of Panther tacklers.
See, now here's the thing with that Mexico offense is it can be very effective if you don't know who's going to be taking the ball running-wise. But with a defensive line as strong as Centralia's is right now, I would love to see Mexico go to the air. You know, Centralia is waiting for that run for most of these plays. If you can try one pass that's not a screen up the middle, maybe get a couple yards on this third down play.
3rd and 6. Here's a snap to Nichols. Goes to him yet again. Stopped right at the first down marker. He might have gotten it. And we'll see what the spot looks like from the officials. Looks like it will be first down for Mexico. 1:55 left to go in this first quarter of action. They still trail 7-0, but driving, getting closer and closer to midfield.
Yeah, they needed 5 and they got 6. And Littrell was right there to shove him back before he could get anything more, but Nichols, tremendous job continuing to move his feet. He's almost right in front of us right now, and we saw him grabbed by the waist, kept turning his legs, and went forward for a couple more yards for that first down.
Here's that wing back set again. Two receivers offset to the left. Here's motion from the backfield. Handoff goes right back up the middle. They go to Nichols again, and Nichols barrels to the 41-yard line. That's a 4-yard, 5-yard pickup on the play.
37 carries for the senior. He's a Class 2 state wrestling champion, 138 pounds. So he's someone who's not afraid to get down and dirty to lower that shoulder to get a couple extra yards. That's why they go to him on third down situations.
Mexico still hasn't attempted a pass on the day. Prince low under center. Here's a snap. Goes right side to Tally. Tally gets to the outside and gets the first down. 6-yard pickup on the play for Tally. Good job getting to the right side of that line, using his blockers to his advantage and hitting that seam, getting the first down.
Yeah, he was able to find that edge pretty quickly. That's what you need. If you're going to try to get to the edge against the defense as fast as Centralia, you need a fast guy. Tally is that guy. He was able to turn the corner and have some extra yardage.
Play clock at 15. Clock stop at 56. Here's the handoff to the left side. It's Isaiah Reams. He gets taken down at 48. That's going to be either a loss of one or right back at the line of scrimmage.
That was a nice hit, Gus Stidham, coming from the secondary.
We talked about this in the pregame. Well, Jim Newstead did, that Centralia's defense kept them in a lot of ball games this year. We'll see if they can come up big to end off this first quarter on a good note. Could be the last play of the quarter. And here's Nichols. He hits a seam. Goes to the right side trying to get a blocker. Taken down at the 35-yard line. That's a 15-yard pickup on the play. And Nichols hit the line so quick. Found the hole and bust right back up the seam.
Yeah, he did a tremendous job there. Like you said, he saw that hole. His starting speed was impressive. He was able to take off on a dime.
Mexico trying to get off one more play before the end of the quarter. Clock now down to 8. Play clock at 18.
Doesn't look like they're going to get this off.
And they get to the line of scrimmage, and that will be it. Clock hits 0, but Mexico gets a good play to get them going to start the second half on a good note. They'll be starting on the Panthers 33. When we come back, we'll step aside here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com for 90 seconds.
Before you start shopping around for a quality used car, truck, or van, see Mexico Motors. The lot is packed with off-lease and program vehicles. Mexico Motors believes that besides quality, variety matters too. That's why Mexico Motors sells all makes and models of cars, trucks, and vans. For a quality used vehicle, see the Mexico Motors lot on 1615 East Liberty in Mexico and see them online at MexicoMotors.net. That's Mexico Motors in Mexico.
Are you looking for a committed catering business that fits your taste, budget, and style? CoStar Catering of Centralia will work with you to create your specific menu to fit those needs, with home-style cooking just like grandma's. They do weddings, special events, and festivals. For all of your catering needs, call CoStar Catering at 573-982-9812. Check out their website at CoStarCatering.com or visit their page on Facebook. CoStar Catering of Centralia, redefining food and event production. Good luck to the Centralia Panthers and Mexico Bulldogs.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawthorne Heights for the matchup between the Centralia Panthers and the home team, the Mexico Bulldogs. Mexico with the ball at their 32-yard line. Here's the snap to Prince. Prince fake handoff. It gets met at the line of scrimmage. It's Chase Rawlings on the tackle. Well, he was the first one there, as well as Sam Lynn.
2-yard run there by Prince. Oh, it's 21 yards on 4 carries, but it's really been Dylan Nichols carrying the load for this Bulldogs team. 51 yards on 8 carries, and you saw he had that space. When he has room, he is fast off that line of scrimmage.
2nd and 7 upcoming. Here's Prince with the snap. Handoff goes to Nichols again. Nichols gets to the line of scrimmage on the left side, then comes back to the right for a 3-yard pickup on the play. He got stopped by one of his own blockers and then saw some room on the right side and decided to use some misdirection.
I wouldn't say he's extraordinarily patient, but he's certainly patient for a running back at this level. He saw there be a lot of running backs. They run into their own blocker. They just fall down, but he saw that his path was blocked, and he decided to cut it up the other way.
Tayshaun White checking in. He's on the right side of this line. Here's a handoff to Nichols yet again. He gets to the 28-yard line. That's going to set up fourth and two. We'll see what Mexico decides to do here. Their kicker is warming up, Gage Gilmore, but we remember how the first kickoff of the game went. It was a pooch. They got a penalty on that play, so you wonder if you trust him from 30
yards. Yeah, Gilmore hasn't hit a field goal so far this season. He's 9 for 12 on point after attempts. So he can kick, but this may be a little bit out of his range. It's tough to find a good kicker at the high school level.
Well, that's my mistake. It's first and 10 for Mexico. Here's the snap. Fake handoff to Nichols, and Prince takes it himself, gets to the 20-yard line, 3-yard pickup on the play. On that last play, didn't look like Nichols got to that first down marker, but apparently he did. Second and seven now for Mexico. Coming up on the 10-minute mark of the second quarter, Mexico still looking to tie this ball game up. They trail 7-0 after Centralia got a touchdown on their first drive of the ball game. Here's the snap to Prince. He hands off. Right back up the middle is Reams, and Reams barrels to the 16-yard line. That's going to be setting up a third and three. And even though this Mexico offense is getting some yardage, Centralia is meeting them at the point of attack with some very hard hits.
Yeah, they are. It's a hard-hitting Centralia team, but Mexico, to their credit, they keep just punching it at them.
Motion right for Prince. Pitch right side to Nichols. Nichols to the 15. I mean, I think he's short of that first down marker. He was taken down at the 65-yard, not at the 65-yard line, but by number 64, Kelby Stevens.
Yeah, he needed to get to the 13. He got to the 14. So it's going to be fourth and one. And, again, decision time. At this point for Mexico, if you're not going to be punting the ball, you're probably not going to be kicking a field goal. You're just going to be going for it on fourth and one, too, especially with so many, as many running options as they have. You have so many decisions to make and that will be good for a first down.
Well, that's the only option that they have used today. And Prince does take the option handoff. Fake handoff to Nichols, and he does get that first down. Got the yard that he needed. Maybe a couple of extra inches just to get past that first down marker.
Yeah, he got hit what looked like the original line of scrimmage. He bounced off that hit and leaned forward. I think that's what got it to him, but he's now at about the 12-yard line with a first down.
So Tayshaun White now checking back in for this Bulldog team. Split back out to the left is Jesse Finwall. Of players at the line drop to their knees before the snap.
I'm sure this has got to be wearing on that Centralia defense. Mexico's had the ball for a good point of 4 or 5 minutes, 3 minutes here in the second quarter.
Especially as run heavy as they have been today. Here's Prince. Pitch goes to the left side to Tayshaun White. And White gets inside the 10-yard line.
That's to about the 8. That'll be about a 4-yard carry.
Second and 6 now. Mexico is inching closer and closer to punching in that first score of the game. Full crowd here at Hawthorne Heights. And both teams at 3-2 looking for their fourth win of the season and looking to claim the rights over their storied rivalry. Offense set up to the left hash for Mexico. Here's the snap. Handoff goes to Nichols. Stiff arms, one tackler at the 5, and barrels to the 4-yard line. So that's going to be a third and short. Now, first down marker is at the 2-yard line. So third and two upcoming for Mexico. They can get the first down. Of course, they would love to punch it in, but they've got a little bit of a safety net right here.
Yeah, they do. That first down marker at about the 3-yard line. So they do have room to get the first down and not the touchdown.
Offense set up at the right hash for Mexico. Motion right. Here's the pitch to Nichols to the right side of the field. Does he get in? He doesn't. He's taken down at that 1-yard line.
So
he stretched for the end zone. It looked like he almost got there, and they used the safety net to their advantage.
Yeah, so they did get that first down. It'll be first and goal for them. That's like the one.
Slowly but surely, this Mexico offense just keeps getting closer, and I guess that's one good thing about a run-heavy offense is you take a lot of time off the clock, and when you do score, you don't give the opposing team that much time to rebuttal.
And it wears down the defense.
Prince back under center. Handoff goes right back up the gut. He takes it himself and gets in the end zone. Touchdown, Mexico. Used some misdirection. Fake handoff to Nichols up the middle and took it himself for the one-yard quarterback keeper punch-in.
Now with 7:01 left, I mean, plenty of time, obviously, for Centralia to come back down the field, but that was a masterful possession by Mexico. They went all the way down the field. It took almost two halves of each quarter, or one half of each quarter. They were able to get through that one-yard sprint run.
Pending the extra point, Mexico will tie it up. Here's the kick. It's up. It's good. Mexico ties this ball game up at 7-7 with 7:01 left to go in this first half of action from Hawthorne Heights. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Glory 97, centralmoinfo.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Welcome back to Hawthorne Heights. Mexico just punched in their first score of the game. It was a one-yard touchdown run by quarterback Ty Prince. But set up that drive was Dylan Nichols. Had a lot of good yardage on that drive, and the senior doing his work here today. Here's the boot from left to right to Centralia. Guy Moran on the receiving end of that kickoff. And he gets to the 44-yard line for Centralia. So another good field position set up for Centralia. About a 12-yard gain on that play. Well, 12-yard return, should I rather say.
Yeah, with Centralia, we're going to go to a completely different offense than what we saw with Mexico, which was slowly run the ball and inch your way forward, long, sustained drives. With Centralia, boom, boom, they're going to pass the ball. They're going to try to go for those large yardage gains.
Moran and Holman set out left for Durant. Here's a pass to the right side, caught by Wheaton at the 50-yard line. 6-yard gain on the play. And John Durant was trying to find Wheaton on that first drive, or that second drive of the game. Missed him three times in a row. Finally finds him here.
Yeah, he finally found Wheaton. It was a great catch by him, too. It was a bit high, and Wheaton went upstairs to make the grab and come back down and try to turn the corner.
Crutchfield sent out to the right. And here's the snap to Durant. He rolls out to his left. And he's taken down at the 48-yard line. It's Hayden Maddox on the stop. The 5'8", 218-pound senior in there for the sack.
Nice sack by Maddox. That defensive line by Mexico really was able to get inside and put pressure on Durant. He really had nowhere to go with it.
It's third and manageable for Centralia. They go with a four-receiver set with Luttrell in the backfield. Set back out to the left of Durant. Durant with the snap rolls out to his right. He's got a man at the 36-yard line. It's Nick Wheaton yet again. And Nick Wheaton actually went out of bounds at the 38. So it'll be a first and 10, 5:54 left to go in this second quarter. And you wonder what Centralia will do here, if they will try to run this clock down a little more, maybe hand the ball off a couple of times just to get that clock inside of 3 minutes so Mexico doesn't have a lot of time to score. But
you're absolutely offense. Right, but here's the nice thing. I knew you knew exactly in the middle of that sentence. You knew with that Mexico offense, it takes them a while to get to the end zone.
Two receivers out to the right now, motioning left is Holman. Over the middle of the field, it's caught yet again by Wheaton. Wheaton catching that ball at the 28-yard line. That's a 13-yard pickup on the play. And they're inside the 30-yard line is Centralia, setting themselves up for another good opportunity to score here and they really haven't looked this good on offense since their first drive of the game.
No, I mean, they've been moving the ball spectacularly, and it's obviously Wheaton who Durant favors, but he's got those plethora of wide receivers around him. He's been throwing the ball real well.
Here's Durant again. And intercepted! It's Finwell. He's at the 50, 40. Got one man to beat. He beats Durant. Flag on the play, but he keeps going to the 10. In the end zone, pending the penalty. It'll be a touchdown for Mexico. And that was Tyler Talley actually on the reception. Flag came down at the 25-yard line, so we'll wait the call. For now, it's a Tyler Talley pickoff and pick six.
And that was about a, I want to say, about a 75-yard touchdown return, pick six. But we'll see what this call is. It was a flag on the return. Oh, it was sideline interference on Mexico. Touchdown is good. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Let's give him, let's say, 63 yards is a closer one to go.
Talley jumped the route there at the 35-yard line.
He did.
Almost,
he did a great job with
almost bobbled that, well, did bobble that ball, almost put it on the turf and was able to keep his momentum going forward, kept it in his hands, juggled it, and took it all the way in. He had one man to beat, and he beat him. It was John Durant trying to save the day, and he could.
Tremendous hand-eye coordination by Talley to not drop that ball. Like you said, it hit him in the chest. He bobbled it. I think he was surprised that Durant actually threw it his way.
Here's the kick. Gets up, and it is no good. So Mexico gets the defensive score. They go up 13-7 here at Hawthorne Heights. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. 5:15 left to go in the first half.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
It's 13-7 at Hawthorne Heights. Mexico now leading Centralia after a 75-yard pickoff and pick six from Tyler Talley. Took it all the way to the end zone and gets the home team up by six. They missed the extra point. So 13-7 now the score. 5:15 left to go, and Centralia has some time to try to either lead or tie this ball game up. Here's the boot. The pooch kick to the left side, and Centralia will fall on it at the 40-yard line. They'll have 60 yards to go to put it in the end zone. 5:14 on the clock to do it.
We'll see if they go back to the passing game. It was about as successful as you can want it to be up until the point of the interception. But, I mean, the passing game was moving the team downfield efficiently. They were doing it in a quick manner. I think they're going to continue to go to it. They were just passing it, and I can't believe I'm saying this, for Missouri High School football, they were passing it too much. And the defense was able to make a good read on it. That's what allowed them to get the interception.
It won't stop the way that their offense runs. Here's a snap, goes left side to Wheaton. Wheaton breaks a tackle. He's at the 40. 35-30, one man to beat, and that man does not get beat. It's Jayshon White there off the tackle at the 20-yard line. Big gain for Centralia, but John Durant looks like he's a little shaken up on the play. Walks slowly up to the line of scrimmage. 44-yard gain on the play.
It was a nice run. Wheaton on the end around. Don't normally see him run the ball a lot, but they do use him on the end around. And he was able to find a seam on the left side of that line.
I guess you're right. They were throwing the ball a little too much.
Centralia back in business. Yeah, maybe they go to the running game now.
Luttrell set out to the right. He gets the pitch from Durant. Trying to look for some room, and he has some. 4-yard gain on the play past the 15-yard line inside the red zone of Mexico. And they're letting this clock run down as much as they can. Now it's at 4:35, 13-7. Now the score after Mexico got the pick six on the last Centralia drive. Centralia looking to not make that mistake again. Second and four from the 13-yard line. Here's a snap. Durant takes himself, and he may get back to the line of scrimmage, might get a yard. Still be third and short either way.
I like the play call. I like the quarterback keeper. I think you need to keep that New Mexico defense on its toes for something like this. You can't always continue to pass it, and I think Centralia realized their mistake of continually passing the ball is going to open up a can of worms that they don't want.
Coordinator Aaron Williams changing it up just a bit on this drive. Third and four. Here's motion left. Handoff goes to Wheaton. Wheaton getting around one tackler, tries to go back to the right side, and he slips at the 12-yard line. It'll be a one-yard gain on the play, and fourth and three upcoming. We'll see what the decision is from the sideline and the coaching staff of the Panthers.
See if they, I think he would have to go passing the ball again. Four down territory, and they have Luke Hunter as their punter. He hasn't attempted a field goal today, and I don't think he will.
Durant setting up the offense, trips to his left with Moran, Wheaton, and Holman. Here's the snap. Durant takes himself. He breaks a tackle, gets to the 10. Now to the 5, trying to barrel tackle past tacklers. Ball comes out. It's in the end zone, but it's recovered by Holman, and it's a touchdown for Centralia.
That was an incredible Durant run. That really was on that 12-yard carry. Durant, just a tremendous job of continuing to move those feet. He looked like a running back. He got hit a couple times. His momentum carried him forward, and he actually fell into the end zone, did a great job holding that ball out to break the play, and he lost it at the last second, but I think that ball over the plane good enough for the touchdown.
Here's Luke Hunter on for the extra point attempt to go up by one. The kick is up, and it is good. Centralia goes up 14-13 on the home team, the Mexico Bulldogs, with 2:56 left to go in the first half of action. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you think you may be paying too much for insurance, then you probably are. Andrain Insurance Agency, LLC of Mexico, takes pride in offering some of the most competitive rates around. Before renewing your current insurance, check with Audrain Insurance Agency for a no-obligation quote for farm, auto, homeowners, or health insurance. You can also call 800-362-5764 for a price quote today. You will find Audrain Insurance Agency located at 217 West Jackson in Mexico.
We're back on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Centralia goes up 14-13 after a 12-yard John Durant run into the end zone with 2:56 left to go in this first half of action. Extra point was good. Here's the kickoff from right to left, taken by Tyler Talley, and Talley gets to the 42-yard line. He received it at the 35, 7-yard return on the play. It'll set up 2 minutes and 51 seconds for this run-laden Bulldog offense to go 60 yards for a score or try to set themselves up for a field goal attempt. Try to put some type of points on the board. They just lost the lead, so they're going to try to get something back there.
Yeah, maybe we'll see some more passing now for Mexico with that time at 2:51. They can't continuously run that ball because the time is going against them now. So maybe we'll see the arm of that sophomore quarterback, Ty Prince.
Here's that wing back set to the right. Handoff goes to Nichols. He gets to the 35-yard line for a 2-yard gain on the play.
67 yards now for Nichols on 14 carries.
He's been a workhorse in that backfield for the Bulldogs. And that Mexico band getting ready to come on the field for halftime at the far side behind the Centralia bench. 2:25 and counting left to go in the first half. 14-13, Centralia leads. Ty Prince under center. Here's the snap. Goes to Nichols' left side. Nichols skirts to the 50. Tries to break a tackle, but he's taken down from behind. Gets to the 45-yard line. That's a 10-yard pickup on the play. First and 10 now for the Bulldogs. And they've got to move a little bit quicker. They do have two timeouts. They used one in the first quarter, so they will have some time. But with having such a run late in offense, they just got to get past this 50-yard marker, which they are now. But they get little bit closer. They're in a little bit more manageable range. Mahaney set off to the right. Here's a motion right. Fake handoff. Prince drops back for the first time of the day. He goes deep to the right side. It's caught. Jayshon White takes it to the end zone. Touchdown, Mexico. A 46-yard pitch and catch from Ty Prince to Jayshon White to go up 19-14 on Centralia. The first time today they throw the football, Ben, they put it in the end zone for a touchdown.
My goodness, Prince just dropped it down for him. And White, tremendous job by him. He came from the left side of the field all the way across to the right, and he had wide open space in front of him. He beat his defender. Prince saw it, and he just heaved it up there. What a pass by the sophomore.
Here comes Gage Gilmore for the extra point. Kick is up. And it's no good. Second straight extra point that Gage Gilmore has missed. So his ball club only goes up by 5, 19-14, with 1:59 left to go in the second half of action. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back in 60 seconds on Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Life is hard enough, and getting a loan should not be. World Finance is committed to making you feel at ease throughout the loan process. World Finance offers loans up to $10,000. World Finance's primary mission is to be of service to their customers. Simply give World Finance a call or stop by 2763 South Clark Street in Mexico today. You can also visit their website to start your application online at loansbyworld.com. All loans are subject to the usual credit underwriting policies. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Mexico School District No. 59, we'd like to encourage all students to continue working hard and making good choices this school year. As a Mexico Bulldog, red and gray are not just colors. They represent Mexico Bulldog spirit and support in all activities the students participate in, whether that's on the field or in the classroom. Mexico School District No. 59 in Mexico. Teaching, caring, learning. See them online at mexicoschools.net.
We're back on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Kickoff already has concluded from Gage Gilmore to Centralia. Liam Hill with the fair catch and reception at the 40-yard line. So that's where John Durant and his offense will start, down 5 points after a 46-yard touchdown pass from Ty Prince to Jayshon White of the Mexico Bulldogs. 1:58 left to go and 60 yards to go for Centralia. Here's Durant with the snap. Finds a man over the middle of the field. It's Nick Wheaton for a 20-yard or 15-yard gain on the play. And that ball will be marked at the 42-yard line. 16-yard pickup on the play. 18 yards. I can't count today. 1:45 and counting left to go. Centralia does have 3 timeouts. Something to remember on the Mexico 50. Here's a pass to the left side. It's caught by Guy Moran at the 35-yard line.
And Durant now 90 yards passing.
Going with this hurry-up offense is Centralia. In those white uniforms with black helmets and black pants. Here's motion right for Holman. Gets the handoff. Sweep to the right side, gets to the 30, past the first down marker for a 5-yard gain on the play. 1:15 to go now.
I like the way Centralia is using the offense. You can't pass the ball every time. You have to keep moving it. Move it on the ground, let the clock run a little bit, keep the defense on its toe.
Here's trips left for Durant. The snap. He takes it himself right back up the gut. He's got some blockers, got some room, and more. Barrels to the 15, now to the 10, and he's found by a host of tacklers for a 20-yard pickup on the play. Went to the left side, found a blocker. First was his running back, and then got a couple of more downfield from some of his receivers. And now they're hurrying it back up. 101 left to go. 2 receivers set out to the right in Wheaton and Crutchfield, 2 to the left, and Stidham and Moran. Here's the Hand off left side to Wheaton, and he's taken down at the 8-yard line.
Flags on the play as well.
And there is a flag at the 12-yard line. It was an end around to Wheaton. He tried to get to that edge and was met by Dylan Nichols.
We have block in the back.
So that'll push them back to
see what that spot of the foul was. This is a spot foul, so I believe they're going to put it at the the foul was at the 12, so that'll move them back to the 22. Also, Wheaton, as we've been kind of mentioning throughout this broadcast, he came up hobbling a little bit after that run. He looked over the sideline, making sure he's okay, and he told him he's all right. So he's still out there, but again, that's something you have to be aware of in the second half is what's Wheaton's health like, because he's been central to this Centralia offense.
Well, this might be a better situation now for John Durant and his offense. He's got more room to throw. He drops back, rolls out to his left, has a man. It's Guy Moran, caught at the 12-yard line, and they go right back to where the penalty was put.
Yeah, that's exactly. It was a nice 10-yard pass. Durant does a great job rolling out and throwing on the run.
Centralia's got to move. 25 seconds left to go. They have three timeouts on the clock, and they haven't used not one yet. Clock keeps winding, keeps winding.
That's when they use it.
Jim Newstead now on the field trying to talk to the official for this ballgame, Mark Brassfield. And he's not happy about something.
I think he probably tried calling for a timeout, or he's just not happy with the speed his offense is moving right now. As you said, 18 seconds left. So you need to do things quickly. You're on the 12-yard line. You don't have a lot of time to play around with right now. And you mentioned three timeouts left. You have an opportunity to take a timeout, still have a couple more just in case. But how many timeouts are going to use in the last 18 seconds?
And it could have been a situation where Newstead was calling for the timeout. Official may not have heard him from the far side.
Right.
And he was trying to get attention of another official, and maybe that could have been what he was upset about.
Yeah, that ball is placed on the left hash. And for
if I'm Newstead or if I'm offensive coordinator Aaron Williams, I'm calling that timeout as soon as that completion is made to Moran at the 12.
Nevertheless, 18 seconds left, and you're down 5. Touchdown puts you up at halftime. That would be a very comfortable place for Centralia. We know their passing game can be lethal. Again, keep an eye out for Nick Wheaton. We know how dangerous he can be. He's done a tremendous job. 5 catches, 69 yards so far tonight, only through the first half.
Nick Wheaton offset wide right. To his left is Gus Stidham, and to the left of the quarterback, John Durant, is Guy Moran. Here's a motion left. Durant steps back, now moves up in the pocket. He's taken down at the 12-yard line. Tackle made by Dylan Nichols. So he's been the workhorse on offense and defense for this Mexico Bulldog team. And a timeout called on the field by Jim Newstead. 11 seconds left on the clock, and you ask the question, how many timeouts can you call inside 18 seconds? Well, if they run one more play, they can call that third timeout of the half. So you never know.
The time management has been good by Centralia. You leave all your timeouts for the last 20 seconds. So you can manage this time. You can call something like quarterback draw, because you know if it doesn't succeed like it did there, you can just call the timeout. We'll send you at halftime, sending you to that Moberly Motors sports desk. Moberly Motors, driven by tradition.
J.B. Conley standing by with all your updates for Mid-Missouri high school games.
They'll have the end zone show, too, as well, after the game.
And a lot of crews out there getting you all the coverage you need for Mid-Missouri high school football on regional radio. And the clock will wind with the snap. Ball's at the 12-yard line. Here's the snap. Fake handoff. Now goes to the left side to a pass to Durant, the quarterback. He's trying to get in the end zone and gets taken down at the 2-yard line. Durant handed off to Liam Hill, the backup quarterback, who dropped back at the 11-yard line. Threw a pass over to the left side of the
snap. How short drop.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, or feeds from a clip, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Graff's Reloading Supercenter is your one-stop shop for all your hunting, shooting, ammunition, and archery needs. Graff's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico. Their shelves are stocked to fill all your hunting needs.
...19-14 the score here at Hawthorne Heights. And Mexico goes into the locker room with confidence. With that, we'll send you to the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. Moberly Motors, driven by tradition. 19-14, the score at Hawthorne Heights. We'll be back with the second half and hand it over to Ben Wittenstein.
If you're planning to build a new pole barn, stop by Economy Metals, located on Highway 22, 4 miles east of Centralia. You'll find everything you need, from steel roofing and siding to trim, nails, screws, doors, and windows. Perhaps you need steel roofing for your home. You'll find it at Economy Metals. Stop in and let the guys help you with quality supplies for your next building project, or call 573-682-5575 for delivery right to your door. Economy Metals is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
And good evening. It's time for the Halftime Report, brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Halftime of your game on Glory 97. And at the half, it is Mexico leading Centralia by a score of 19-14. And let's get to the first half highlights. And Winston, Cam Thomas with the call on Glory 97, with Centralia scoring first.
Here's the snap. Durant rolls out to his right, has nothing. Now he skirts the left side of the field to the 20. He's got a lot of room to the 10. He's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Centralia.
A 27-yard run by John Durant. The extra point good by Luke Hunter. It was 7-0 in favor of the Panthers. Less than 2 minutes into the game, that was all the scoring in the first quarter. Second quarter, Mexico would tie it up.
Prince back under center. Handoff goes right back up the gut. He takes it himself and gets in the end zone. Touchdown, Mexico.
That was a one-yard run by Ty Prince, tying the game at 7. Midway through the second quarter, Mexico would take the lead.
Intercepted. It's Finwald. He's at the 50, 40. Got one man to beat. He beats Durant. Flag on the play, but he keeps going to the 10. In the end zone, pending the penalty. It'll be a touchdown for Mexico.
A 63-yard interception returned by Tyler Talley. The extra point, no good. It was 13-7 Mexico at that point. Centralia would counter.
Here's the snap. Durant takes himself. He breaks a tackle. Gets to the 10. Now to the 5. Trying to barrel tackle past tacklers. Ball comes out. It's in the end zone, but it's recovered by Holman. And it's a touchdown for Centralia.
That was a 12-yard run by John Durant. 14-13 Centralia. Mexico scoring again just before halftime, and it's 19-14 in favor of the Bulldogs. We'll get you back to that game in a few moments. The other games tonight on regional radio, over on Information Radio Quicks, AM 1230. Brad Boyer and Eric Duke have the call of Marshall and Moberly. It was Moberly scoring first.
Snap, Haug, short drop, rolls right, Price pressures, pulls him down as Haug rolls one far side. It's ruled incomplete late.
Eric, this is going to be a grounding call, and it should be a safety.
It was right near the end zone.
Flag's in the end zone.
How didn't get that close to the line of scrimmage. It is a safety. 2-0 Spartans.
2-0 early in the first, and then Moberly would add on to the lead midway through the first quarter.
Snap. Handoff. Up the middle. Graves escapes a tackle and squirts to the 5 and walks in for a touchdown.
That was an 8-yard touchdown run by Landon Graves. The conversion no good. 8-0 Moberly after one quarter. Moberly would score again early in the second.
Graves catches with the left hand. 40, 35, storms 30, 25, off a couple of bodies. 15, 10, 5, touchdown up the near sideline.
Jared Kinder with a 2-point conversion after the 45-yard touchdown run by Landon Graves. That made it 16-0. In favor of Moberly, and those are all the highlights we have for you so far. We've had a couple of touchdowns in the past few minutes, and right now that game, it's Moberly 23, Marshall 7, that game on Information Radio Quicks. Chill Howley is taking on North Shelby tonight on Crest. Scott Luddy with the call of that one. It's been all North Shelby.
The action play. Now they'll take the shot deep looking for Gus Williams. It's caught. Touchdown, North Shelby. Gus Williams' first catch of the 2018 season is good enough for six.
A two-point conversion by Bess was good, and it is 8-0 in favor of North Shelby at that point. And North Shelby would score again 3.5 minutes left in the first.
It's Metis. Taking a chance deep, wide open, and grabbing it. Touchdown, North Shelby. Elijah Greenwell, 41 yards for the score.
And the two-point conversion good, 16-0 in favor of North Shelby on an Ethan Giesendorfer conversion. 16-0 North Shelby. That was still in the first quarter. Less than 2 minutes remaining in the quarter, and Giesendorfer will get the touchdown.
Metis with the handoff. It is Giesendorfer. Giesendorfer to the five. Looking for a near pylon. He's got it for a North Shelby touchdown. Ethan Giesendorfer gets his first score of the game. It's a 22-0 lead for North Shelby.
Giesendorfer, excuse me, with the 25-yard touchdown run. That made it 24-0 in favor of North Shelby. Two-point conversion was good on a run by Mason Ohlmeyer. And it was 24-0 after one quarter. Second quarter, Ohlmeyer will get a touchdown score.
Here's Ohlmeyer to the 10, to the house. Mason Ohlmeyer with the score, minimizing all those North Shelby distractions. And it's now 30-0 in favor of the Raiders.
Ohlmeyer with the two-point conversion made it 32-0. And less than a minute later, following an onside kick, this time be Cale Stoneburner. And we don't have the cut on that yet. It is 40-0 North Shelby. Heard they've just called that game. So North Shelby getting the win tonight as very tough for Chill Howie as they only dressed eight for this eight-man game, and it was too much for them tonight. And we're told that game is now final, just went final on Crest as they're calling this one early. It was 40-0 North Shelby last check. We're going to take a break here on Glory 97. We'll be back with the other scores from around the area. You're listening to Halftime Show, brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Back in 60 seconds here on Glory 97.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
And welcome back to the Halftime Report here on Glory 97. And we're told that it was 40-0 was the final score of the game on Crest, as they've called that one early. Chill Howie outman tonight by North Shelby, 42-0. Let's take a look at the other scores from around the area. Your game on Glory, Mexico leading the half by a score of 19-14 on Quicks. I believe I heard Moberly just scored again. If that's right, it's 30-7. We'll get an update on that coming up here in a few moments. Elsewhere in the NCMC at the half, Hannibal leads Fulton 33-0. Second quarter in the Clarence Cannon, Brookfield 21-7 over Highland. Clark County 22-6 over Macon. In the Lewis and Clark second quarter, Fayette 14-0 over Paris. Knox County 22-7 over Salisbury. Second quarter, Westrand leading Scotland County 14-13. In the Emo at the half, North Callaway 20-0 over Bowling Green. Mark Twain 7-0 over Van Farr in the second quarter. Tri-County Central, these are all second quarter. Blair Oaks 48-14 over Hallsville. Eldon 16-7 over California. Southern Boone 14-0 over Osage. Boonville 12-0 over Versailles. In the Grand River East tonight, Milan 25-14 over Trenton in the second quarter. One other score from that conference, Gallatin 9-8 over South Harrison in the second. In the Midland Empire, St. Joseph Lafayette 21-6 over Chillicothe in the second. Non-conference games, Battle leading Hickman 12-7 second quarter. Rockbridge and Jeff City knotted at 14 second quarter. Palmyra and Kirksville knotted at 14 in the second quarter. We've got several games around the area tomorrow at eight-man football. It will be Missouri School for the Deaf at Minnesota State Academy for the Deaf. 11-man football tomorrow. Father Tolton's at Helias in Harrisburg is at Missouri Military Academy. Score of your game, it's Mexico at the half, leading by a score of 19-14. And it is 40-0 North Shelby. That is a final over Chilhowee once again. And the other game, Marshall and Mobley. And we'll get an update on the score. But I believe I heard Mobley just scored before halftime. And we will double-check that. It was 23-7. I believe they've gone up 37, if I've got that right. We will have all the scores after the games tonight on Superstation Crest on End Zone. We will get you back to your game coming up in just a couple of moments at the half. You're on Glory 97. It is Mexico leading by a score of 19-14. This halftime report brought to you by Mobley Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. We'll send it back to the booth coming up in a couple minutes here on Glory 97.
Make sure to stop by Forest Chevrolet in Centralia. The 2019s have started arriving, and Forest has the 2018s marked down. With up to $14,000 off on remaining Silverado half-ton crew cab 4x4s. Check out all of what they have to offer, new and pre-owned, and find new roads online at ForestChevrolet.com. That's Forest Chevrolet, located on Highway 22 in Centralia. Proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers.
Thinking about a vacation or wondering who will take care of your furry family member? Kurt and Denise Holloman with Ashlawn Boarding Kennel of Centralia is the place to call. They're family owned and operated by the Holloman family and have plenty of spacious room for your dog to enjoy on the farm. They have a climate controlled environment and unbeatable pricing. All vaccinations are required for your dogs to stay. For further information, contact Denise at 573-881-6001 or check out their Facebook page. Ashlawn Boarding Kennel, proudly supports the Centralia Panthers.
This is a time of year we enjoy being outdoors. The sunshine, temperature, vacation, activities. There's so much to do. However, outdoor fun can also bring sunburns, insect bites, sore muscles, sprained ankles, even broken bones. This is Debbie at Kincaid Pharmacy in Centralia. We have the products to prevent some of your outdoor problems, and we have the products to soothe and heal the rest. For your parents' safety, remember to ask about our new RX Safe packaging at Kincaid Pharmacy, your good neighbor pharmacy in Centralia. Today, view Kincaid Pharmacy.
When you're making that important decision to buy or sell a home, contact Terry Crocker at Reese & Nichols Realtor Centralia. Terry can assist you in all areas of making a purchase, from teaming you up with a lender for a mortgage to getting quotes for competitive home insurance rates. Relocating? Let Terry help you sell your home here and find you a new home there. Call Reese & Nichols Centralia at 573-682-2252 and find out how Terry can help you today. If you think you may be paying too much for insurance, then you probably are. Andrain Insurance Agency, LLC of Mexico, takes pride in offering some of the most competitive rates around. Before renewing your current insurance, check with Andrain Insurance Agency for a no-obligation quote for farm, auto, homeowners, or health insurance. You can also call 800-362-5764 for a price quote today. You will find Andrain Insurance Agency located at 217 West Jackson in Mexico.
Life is hard enough, and getting a loan should not be. World Finance is committed to making you feel at ease throughout the loan process. World Finance offers loans up to $10,000. World Finance's primary mission is to be of service to their customers. Simply give World Finance a call or stop by 2763 South Clark Street in Mexico today. You can also visit their website to start your application online at loansbyworld.com. All loans are subject to the usual credit underwriting policies.
On Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Cam Thomas, Ben Wittenstein with you here during halftime. 19-14 is the Mexico lead over Centralia. Cam, Mexico making a goal line stand on the Panthers to end half number one. It was pretty impressive to see their defense step up, and we know how many weapons Centralia has, but to see that Mexico defense step up at the end of that first half was pretty remarkable.
Yeah, Centralia had just under 2 minutes left to go in that last drive of the game. And once they got into Mexico Bulldog territory, you know, they started moving that offense very quick. John Durant was making some good passes to the outside of the field. They let a little bit too much time wind off the clock. They still had three timeouts, got inside that 30 seconds. They had a couple of plays that went well. Then they had the big run to get them on that one-yard line. Mexico coming up with the third over and out for Centralia on the day. So their defense keeping them in the ballgame as they have all season long.
Want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Reese and Nichols, Economy Metals, Forest Chevrolet, Fenton Funeral Chapel, CoStar Catering, Ashlawn Boarding Kennel, Denham Electric, Centralia R6 School District, Herndon Welding and Machine, Kincaid Pharmacy, Shelton Seed, the Stewart House LLC, all of Centralia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Oliver Funeral Home LLC of Centralia and Sturgeon, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Going through some of those first half stats right now here on Glory and CentralMoInfo.com. Let's start with Centralia. John Durant, 100 yards passing. He was 8 for 12 through the air. I mean, he just had a phenomenal game, or phenomenal first half, I should say, Cam, passing that ball.
Yeah, he was really in a stride and groove. He really didn't miss too many guys, and his vision is great. I think the one point in that ball in that first half where he kind of got off his game was when he was trying to find Nick Wheaton so many times in that first quarter. He missed him three straight times in a row. They end up turning it over fourth down, and that was just the only bad part of that first half for John Durant. Besides that, he ran the ball pretty well, used his dual threat ability pretty well as well in that first half. So John Durant showing why he is that junior quarterback that has control of his offense.
He also ran for 62 yards on five carries and two touchdowns in the first half. He has scored both of Centralia's touchdowns thus far. Again, Mexico with that 19-14 lead. Some other stats, Nick Wheaton, 41 yards. He had that 40-yard end-around run in the second quarter. Receiving-wise, five receptions, 69 yards. Guy Moran, 18 yards on two receptions. Elijah Crutchfield, 12 yards on one reception. We also had John Durant have one reception for 10 yards when they tried to do that Philly special play where he pitched the ball to Liam Hill, and he'll pass it back to him for a 10-yard gain. On the Mexico side, sophomore quarterback Ty Prince, one pass today, 46 yards, and it was for a touchdown. So his passing game has been perfect so far, one for one for 46 yards and a score. Dylan Nichols, the running back, 75 yards on 15 carries. Jayshon White, 4 yards on two carries. Ty Prince, the second leading rusher on this Mexico team, 7 carries, 26 yards, and a touchdown. Isaiah Reams, 4 yards on two carries. Receiving-wise, it was Jayshon White on that 46-yard touchdown reception. We'll take one more break and be back with you for the second half. Coming up on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. We will be back in 90 seconds. 19-14 is Mexico's lead over Centralia here at Mexico High School. We'll be back for kickoff for half number two.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, or feeds from a clip, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Graff's Reloading Supercenter is your one-stop shop for all your hunting, shooting, ammunition, and archery needs. Graff's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico. Their shelves are stocked to fill all your hunting needs.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
Today, there are some people who find themselves asking, what good does a funeral do? Certainly, it can do nothing for the person whose life has ended beyond providing the dignity of a proper burial, but a funeral does a great deal for those whose lives go on. For the family, friends, and community, it is a shared moment to realize, reflect, and to reaffirm. Surrounded by others who care, we begin to accept the reality of death. The funeral services Oliver Funeral Home provides will make the most difficult times in your life easier. Oliver Funeral Home, with locations in Centralia and Sturgeon, a name you can trust for generations to come.
Back here on Glory 97, CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you, next to me, Cam Thomas. 19-14 here for Mexico High School. Mexico has the lead over Centralia, and it will be Mexico receiving to start half number two. Cam, it was very exciting first half of action. We saw plenty of scores, lots of passing from Centralia's side. Mexico, again, they run the ball most of the time, and they did run it well. They ran the clock down, and they were patient on the offensive side of the ball. Well, first quarter was kind of slow and not really efficient for Mexico, but then second quarter we saw four scores in less than 7 minutes, and that's when things really got going. So I'm excited for the second half. Luke Hunter, short kick left side. It's looking like it may be recovered by Centralia. An onside kick to start the second half. Do they have it? The officials waiting for the call. We're still waiting. Let's see. That Centralia sideline will explode if it's the Panthers' ball. Officials still deciding. This is taking them a long time to figure out.
I don't think they saw who got it.
I don't think so either. I don't think anyone was expecting that onside kick. It looked like it was going to be a short kick at first.
I
ended
saw
up being an onside kick.
I saw Liam Hill get there first. He was on that left side of the kickoff team.
Will be Mexico ball. They finally decided. But, man, Centralia had an opportunity there, down five, to start the second half with the ball. Luckily for Mexico, they will start on their own 43-yard line. Mexico coming in 3-2 on the year, wearing their home red uniforms, white pants, white lettering, and gray helmets. Centralia in their visiting white uniforms, black lettering, black pants, black helmets. So plenty of offense from both teams in the first half. We'll see if that continues. Mexico starting on their own 43. They're going to be moving right to left, up 19-14. Here to start the third, sophomore quarterback Ty Prince under center. It's going to be a quarterback keeper to the far side. He's going to cut it up across the 50 and down inside Centralia territory to the 47-yard line. 13-yard carry by the sophomore quarterback, and will be a first down for Mexico, and they move the chains on their first play of the second half.
Well, that's a good job by Ty Prince right there, getting to the right side of the line and getting through that seam, barreling past that first down marker.
First and 10 on the Centralia 46-yard line. They gave them an extra yard going right to left for Mexico. Prince under center, hands it off to his senior running back, Nichols. Stopped in the backfield, driven backwards, tries to get out of a tackle. Not a smart idea. He's taken back inside Mexico territory, but the officials, are they going to give him forward progress? He was hit at the line of scrimmage and driven back. And they're going to say that was forward progress. It will only be a loss of 1 yard. He was driven all the way back to the Mexico 45-yard line. It would have been a loss of 10. Instead, it will be a loss of 1 to bring up 2nd and 9 on the Centralia 47-yard line. A minute here in the quarter number 3. Mexico up 19-14. 2nd and 11. Prince gets the snap. It's going to be an option to the right. He flips it out to Talley. He turns the corner down the far side sidelines. And he's knocked out of bounds. We'll see exactly where they spot this. But he was able to get the corner. And it will be at about the 43-yard line.
He only got a yard.
45. They're pushing it even more back. Only a yard on that one to bring up 3rd and 9 for Mexico. Running game starting slow for this Bulldogs team. Ball on that right hash. 3rd and 9, 10:45 to go in the third. Mexico up 5 as Prince goes under center. Nichols behind him. He's got one receiver to his left and 2 to his right. Prince the snap. He's back to pass. Pressure from the near side. He's brought down and sacked. A.J. Tuggle with the sack. His 5th of the season. He leads the Centralia defense to bring up 4th down and long. Mexico decision time on the Centralia 49-yard line.
Well, when you drop back in the second time in the day, you get met in the face with a 6-foot, 220-pound lineman. You're not going to have much vision to see anything downfield.
Tuggle runs track, 4x200. He is fast. He came off the edge quickly, and it forces Mexico to punt. 4th and 13, a high snap, and it's a high punt. A spiral will land at the Centralia 25 and take a Mexico bounce inside the 20, where Jay Sean White will touch it at the Centralia 19-yard line. With 10 minutes to go here in the third, Centralia will see its first drive of the second half, down 19-14 on their own 19-yard line. And Cam will see if they go through the air again. This is a Centralia team that liked to pass the ball in that first half. We saw 100 yards from their junior quarterback, John Durant. But they have yet to score a touchdown, and I think that says something, where the 2 touchdowns they have scored in this game have been on the ground.
Yeah, I think Aaron Williams is definitely going to want his offense to execute better when they get in the red zone. When they get in that 20-yard mark, they've got to be able to throw the ball a lot better, and they've got to punch it in when they have opportunities. At the end of the first half, they had a chance to punch it in.
Durant, shotgun snap. He pitches it to the right to Littrell. Has some space as he turns upfield and gets across the 20 to the 24-yard line. Gain of 5 for Littrell to bring up 2nd and 5 for Centralia. Moving left to right on your radio dial. 9:45 to go here in the third. Down 5 points. Those two missed extra points by Mexico's Gage Gilmore. Leaves it wide open for Centralia to take the lead on a touchdown. 2nd and 5. Ball on the right hash. Centralia's own 24-yard line. Shotgun snap, Duran. It's a quarterback draw. He takes it up the middle. Hit hard and brought down by Talley in the backfield. They're going to say he got that forward progress right at the line of scrimmage. So no gain to bring up 3rd and 5 for Centralia. But that hard-hitting defense, Cam, from Mexico comes up big on a crucial play.
Yeah, that's a great job of Talley getting inside the tackles. He got past the line of scrimmage and met Durant right at that line of scrimmage. Talley's been all over the place as well as Dylan Nichols on offense and on defense today. So good job by those upperclassmen for Mexico.
8:50 to go here in the third. 3rd and 5, Centralia on their own 24. Some pre-snap jumps from Mexico. This will be, see what they call this. We'll see if that's Centralia offensive line moved as well.
Yeah, look, this looked like John Durant went with a hard count, and his offensive line might have moved early.
Mark Brassfield, our head referee, wearing the white cap tonight. Will be a false start on Centralia, so they will be pushed back on that 3rd and 5. Want to welcome those listening on Superstation Crest as well. After that North Shelby game called 40-0. Here at Mexico High School, it's 19-14 in favor of Mexico with 8:45 to go in the third. Centralia has the ball down 5 on their own 24-yard line, moving left to right. 3rd and 10. Durant in a gun. He gets the snap, short drop. Up the seam, he finds Wheaton at the 35, and he drops it. Another drop by Nick Wheaton to bring up 4th and 10 for Centralia. And that has been the connection tonight, has been Durant to Wheaton. And, Cam, sometimes it works, but we've seen Wheaton drop it a couple of times as well, just like we saw here to bring up 4th down.
Yeah, Wheaton's got 5 catches for 69 yards on the day, but he's got 4 drops as well on 9 targets. So not the best day for Wheaton, but also has been plagued by Durant having some overthrows and some underthrows as well. So they've got to find that connection that was working for them late in that first half.
Centralia will punt on their own 24. Jake Friedel, standing at his 5, runs to his right, puts up a nice kick, spiral, hits the Mexico 40. A nice Centralia bounce inside the 20, inside the 15. It'll go out directly out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Very nice punt by Jake Friedel to push Mexico back inside their own territory with 8:23 to go here in the third. Mexico up 5, 19-14.
Well, that was a very nice punt from Friedel, but very odd that no one was back deep for Mexico to return that punt. The ball came down at the 30-yard line and then skipped 20 more yards to get all the way back. Anybody that was back deep to return that punt would have had 40 yards of open green land to try to take advantage of.
You're absolutely right. I'm kind of surprised Mexico didn't have anyone back there, and they got punished for it. Starting on their own 15 on the left hash, right to left go the Bulldogs. Up 5 with 8:23 to go in the third. Prince under center. He's got Nichols behind him. Fake handoff, Nichols. Prince keeps it on the option, pitches it to the right to Talley. He has room across the 15 and now down to the 17-yard line. A lot of the movement in the backfield. He was tackled on the far side of the field for a gain of about 2 or 3 to bring up 2nd down and about 8 with now 8 minutes to go. Cam, Mexico has plenty of options to go to running the ball, and we've seen plenty here. We'll see if they mix it up with that ball now on the right hash. 2nd and 8. Ball on their own 17 for Mexico. Prince under center. Snap turns right, hands it off Nichols. He busts up the gut, and he stopped after a gain of about a couple and pushed back by that Centralia linebacking core. Gain of about 3 or 4. They're stopping him at just about the 22-yard line. So a little more than we thought, about a 5-yard carry there by Nichols to bring up 3rd down, 3.
Yeah, and one of the good things about this Centralia defense is that they are starting to load the box a lot more. I know we've said A.J. Tuggle's name a lot that's been directing the middle of that linebacking core. But there's been a lot of guys that have been flying around. Nick Wheaton, another guy on that defensive end that has done a good job, as well as Guy Moran. Not a lot of passes in the air today. Guy Moran hasn't had to do much, but he has played well on that left side of the defense.
Third and four, handoff up the middle again. Nichols, nowhere to go for him. Gets one, maybe two. Certainly not enough for the first down. It will bring up fourth. 6:50 to go here in the third. Mexico on a fourth down and about two, leading 19-14. Decision time now for the Bulldogs and head coach Steve Haig. Haig in his fifth year at the helm for Mexico, 10-5 last season, 3-2 this year. He spent 14 years as a Mexico assistant before being promoted to head coach 5 years ago. Looks like Mexico will punt fourth and about three from their own 23-yard line. Back to receive Guy Moran for Centralia, standing at about his own 45. A line drive punt lands in Mexico's 40. Takes the Mexico bounce across the 50-yard line, and it's down to the Centralia 48-yard line, and that's where the Panthers will take over on offense.
Gilmore barely got that one off. He had Centralia Panthers rushing him in the backfield, and Gilmore hasn't made an extra point attempt tonight. He just wanted to breathe easy after that one, getting that punt away.
So Centralia, another opportunity here, Cam, for them to take the lead, down 19-14, 6:14 to go here in the third, with great field position. We saw their first couple of possessions this game to the 40-plus yard line, and here they start on their own 48, left to right. Durant in a gun. He's got his running back Littrell to his right, and he's attacked in the backfield and brought down. Tally again on the sack, and that will be a loss as they push him back for about 7 yards. To bring up second down and 17. Man, Tally, that's his third sack of the season. He had one last week. He now has three on the year. What an opportune moment for the junior to bring up second and 17 for Centralia on their own 41. Durant in the gun, Littrell to his left. He's got two receivers to his left as well. Wheaton staggered off the line right side. In motion is Stidham. Durant the snap. He's looking to pass, has time in the pocket. He's flushed out right side, looking to run, following his blocker, still at the 40, and falls face first to the 41-yard line. Tristan Dunlap following him well for Mexico on the tackle. That will be no gain on the quarterback scramble to bring up third down and 17.
Great pursuit by the defensive lineman in Dunlap there. That's a big boy trying to get the quarterback in the backfield. One thing that I think that Mexico has finally figured out is they're following the eyes of Durant. Durant likes to look to the right side of the field because most of the time Nick Wheaton has set up to that right side. I'd like to see him target the big target in Guy Moran a lot more. 6'4", 164 pounds. He should be targeting him a lot.
Mexico sends the blitz on third and 17. Durant trying to escape, and he won't. Brought down in the backfield, Dante Phillips on the tackle to bring up fourth down, and that will be a loss of about four with 4:35 remaining here in the third. Centralia cannot get anything going on offense. That Mexico defense, stingy on that defensive line.
They've done a good job of loading the box. One thing that they are doing that Centralia hasn't done on the defensive end is they're letting those corners have that contain on the outside, and if they need to, they can rush the quarterback as well. So they're doing a really good job of keying on Durant's eyes, like we talked about.
Rydell to punt, back to receive. Ty Prince at his own 25. He receives it on the left side. He cuts back up the middle, trying to shake some tacklers to the 30. He's tackled, ball's loose, and it rolls out of bounds on the near side inside the 25-yard line. They're going to say that was a fumble. Now, if we had review, we may have seen he was down because it was a late fumble. But that fumble will cost Mexico about 6 yards unless they spot it at the 30. And they won't. They'll spot that ball right at the 24-yard line, and that's where the Bulldogs will take over. With 4:02 to go here in the third, up 19-14.
Here's one thing I want to see from this Centralia defense and the adjustment that they haven't made so far in this game, and that is allowing the safeties to come down to that second level of defense or let the corners have options. We've seen Mexico do it in the last couple of drives against Centralia to stop them. If you know that Mexico is going to run the ball 98% of the time, then why not let those corners have the opportunity to blitz weak side and get in the backfield early?
Prince under center, first and 10 on their own 24-yard line. Right to left, hand up. Up the middle it goes to Nichols as he inches forward for a couple of yards. Down across the 30 to the 33-yard line. That'll bring up second down with 3:45 to go here in the third.
Mexico up 5, and they have the ball driving right to left. Mexico is good at this. Now with the lead, Cam, they can run as much clock as they can. The clock at this point is something they're working against as they break the huddle. 2nd and 5 on their own 33-yard line. Prince under center. He's got two receivers right. Nichols behind him. Talley in motion. It's an option right side. Pitch to Talley. Trying to turn the corner and get some positive yardage. He does. And a couple more across the 35. And he's hit by a gang of Centralia tacklers at the 37-yard line. That looks like he may have gotten the first down, depending on where these officials spot it. The near side officials standing now at the 39-yard line, and they will indeed give Mexico the first down. Under 3 minutes now to go in the third. Mexico continuing to push the ball with their running game.
If you think about it here, Ben, Centralia hasn't really had a lot going for them offensively. It's kind of similar to what happened in the first half. We saw the second quarter start to pick it up when they started going back and forth and back and forth. This is kind of how that first quarter was comparing this third quarter right now.
We saw those adjustments. 1st and 10 on their own 38. Handoff this time right side. Nichols has some room on the far side sidelines across midfield down to the Centralia 45-yard line. About a 13-14-yard gain for Nichols. Gets Mexico a first down now in Centralia territory with 2.5 to go in the third. Mexico up 19-14.
Nichols getting closer and closer to that 100-yard mark on the day.
Nichols now 98 yards, 19 carries. 1st and 10 on the Centralia 45. Keeper for Prince up the right side, trying to follow his blockers. Falls forward for a couple of yards to the 43-yard line. A gain of 2 for the sophomore quarterback. As we approach 2 minutes left to go in the second. Nichols coming off a 19-carry game last week against Clinton. 102 yards for him and a touchdown. He's looking for his second consecutive 100-yard game.
Centralia is not making many adjustments on the defensive end. And the reason why I talked about those corners early is because you got Liam Hill, the backup quarterback, and Guy Moran on the left side. Both very good athletes. You could use them to attack this backfield.
2nd and 8, Prince to pass. He heaves it down the right sideline, and it's intercepted at the 20-yard line. Guy Moran picks it off with 1:37 to go, and Prince throws an interception in a crucial time. Centralia will have the ball back down 5 with 1:37 to go in the third.
Just talked about the athletes that Centralia has at those corner spots, and Guy Moran comes up big for Centralia exactly when they needed him, right on cue. And Ty Prince doesn't throw the football a lot, but when he does the typical thing that most high school quarterbacks do. He stares that one receiver down, he looks him down all the way until he finishes that route, tries to get it up in the air, and you see what happens there. Guy Moran there to pick it off. Centralia's got the ball.
So Centralia will start at their own 16, handoff to the right side, Littrell, but he's pounded in the backfield as he tried to string it out to the right side, brought down at the 15 for a loss of 1 to bring up 2nd down and 11 for Centralia, now on their own 15-yard line, 1:20 to go in the third.
I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but you just saw the athleticism from Guy Moran on the defensive end. Now it would be very good for John Durant to start targeting him a little bit more. He doesn't have a catch on the day.
We'll see if he does. 2nd and 11. Durant shotgun snap. Moving to the left side. Cuts it back to the right from some pressure and nowhere to go. Back to the 10. Taken down. The Mexico defensive line, Cam, has been tremendous here in the second half. Talley, the one on the tackle. And Talley again, now with his 4th sack of the year, his 2nd of the game. The junior has been all over Durant here in the third. Now with 38 seconds to go, it'll be a 3rd and 16 for the Panthers on their own 10-yard line, moving left to right. Ball on the right hash, Durant in a gun. 2 receivers to his right, 1 to his left. Littrell to his right. Blitz coming, it's a screen to the left side to Littrell. He has room to run across the 15, now across the 20. And he's dragged down from behind at the 33-yard line, but flags fly back where he caught the ball at about the 15-yard line. There may be a hold on the horizon. If not, it'll be a 1st down and a lot more as Littrell, a huge 21-yard screen pass. But that's dependent on this call right now from head referee Mark Brassfield. And it's a holding on Centralia to bring them back. 17 seconds to go in the third. That hold is huge. That negates a 21-yard screen pass for a first down.
That's a good job from Durant going through his progressions, allowing the offense to go to their final option, and that was there, and he was able to convert it, but nonetheless, penalties hurting the Panthers right now.
Timeout Centralia. We'll take it with them. Be back in 30 seconds. 17 seconds to go here in the third. 19-14. Mexico up. It'll be Centralia's ball, third and long, when we get back here on Superstation Crest and Glory 97, as well as CentralMoInfo.com.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, or feeds from a clip, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Graff's Reloading Supercenter is your one-stop shop for all your hunting, shooting, ammunition, and archery needs. Graff's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico. Their shelves are stocked to fill all your hunting needs.
Out of the Centralia timeout, we will have a third and long, about a third and 16, they're going to say. 17 seconds to go here in the third. Centralia down 19-14 and not a great position. Cam Thomas, Ben Wittenstein with you here on Superstation Crest, Glory 97, as well as online, CentralMoInfo.com. Appreciate you all taking some time out of your Friday evening to listen to us. Fun rivalry game. Highway 22 rivalry for Centralia and Mexico. Only 15 miles separating these two schools. Third and 16, Durant in a gun. Ball's on their own 10. He's back to pass, has protection, heaves it left side, way over the head of his intended receiver, Guy Moran, at the 40-yard line. And that incompletion will bring up fourth down.
Got Jayshon White on the coverage there, and he was on the left hip of Guy Moran the entire time up the field. Even if that ball would have been anywhere close to catchable, I think the athleticism of Jayshon White wouldn't have let that be a completion. Nonetheless, this Mexico defense has been so good in the second half. Two sacks in the second half, three tackles for losses, and interesting stat here, John Durant started with five carries for 62 yards at the beginning of this first half. He's now at eight carries, 42 yards. All those Bulldogs have been in the backfield of Centralia all of this second half.
Rydell will punt from his own end zone. It'll take a Centralia bounce across midfield. Prince recovers at the 47, maneuvering his way through defenders across midfield, down and wrapped up from the waist by Gus Stidham to the Centralia 48-yard line, and that will end quarter number three. 19-14, Mexico's lead. It will be Mexico's ball on the Centralia 48 when we get back for quarter number four in 60 seconds on regional radio.
Before you start shopping around for a quality used car, truck, or van, see Mexico Motors. The lot is packed with off-lease and program vehicles. Mexico Motors believes that besides quality, variety matters too. That's why Mexico Motors sells all makes and models of cars, trucks, and vans. For a quality used vehicle, see the Mexico Motors lot on 1615 East Liberty in Mexico and see them online at MexicoMotors.net. That's Mexico Motors in Mexico.
If you think you may be paying too much for insurance, then you probably are. Andrain Insurance Agency, LLC of Mexico, takes pride in offering some of the most competitive rates around. Before renewing your current insurance, check with Andrain Insurance Agency for a no-obligation quote for farm, auto, homeowners, or health insurance. You can also call 800-362-5764 for a price quote today. You will find Andrain Insurance Agency located at 217 West Jackson in Mexico.
Starting quarter number four, Mexico will have the ball first and 10 on the Centralia 48-yard line, up 19-14. 12 more minutes left to go in this rivalry game. Ben Wittenstein with you, Cam Thomas next to me. Here on Superstation Crest, Glory 97 and CentralMoInfo.com. It'll be the sophomore Ty Prince going under center on the Centralia 48, left to right. Handoff goes right to Nichols. He gets a couple yards across the 45 and down to the 44-yard line. Gain of four for the senior running back to bring up second down and six. And Cam, right now, Mexico up five. Not the most comfortable lead, but a lead. So they really don't need to go through the air. We've seen Prince coming off an interception already. Just run the ball, run the clock.
Well, they feel comfortable with Dylan Nichols. That's his 20th carry of the day, and he has eclipsed that 100-yard mark.
Second game in a row, the seniors done that. Second and six. Prince under center, fakes the handoff, following his tackler off. At the 40 he goes, and ridden out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. And we'll see exactly where they spot this. That'll be good enough for the first down. Jared Holloman on the tackle for Centralia.
Jared Holloman came in with the shoulder there and leveled Ty Prince. One thing I really do like about Prince, when you're run heavy like this, you have to be good with deception. He keeps that ball in the pocket of the running back until the final second and then pulls away to get a chance to see his seams and see where that second half, that second line of the defense is going to go.
Centralia calls their first timeout of the half, and we'll take it with them. We'll be back in 60 seconds, 11:21 remaining here in the fourth. Mexico, a first and 10 on the Centralia 36-yard line, up five when we get back.
Are you looking for a committed catering business that fits your taste, budget, and style? CoStar Catering of Centralia will work with you to create your specific menu to fit those needs, with home-style cooking just like grandma's. They do weddings, special events, and festivals. For all of your catering needs, call CoStar Catering at 573-982-9812. Check out their website at CoStarCatering.com or visit their page on Facebook. CoStar Catering of Centralia, redefining food and event production. Good luck to the Centralia Panthers and Mexico Bulldogs.
Make sure to stop by Forest Chevrolet in Centralia. The 2019s have started arriving, and Forest has the 2018s marked down. With up to $14,000 off on remaining Silverado half-ton crew cab 4x4s. Check out all of what they have to offer, new and pre-owned, and find new roads online at ForestChevrolet.com. That's Forest Chevrolet, located on Highway 22 in Centralia. Proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers.
For the Bulldogs, handoff goes to White up the middle, and he's brought down at the 30-yard line. A gain of six for Jay Sean White, the senior running back. To bring up down second and four now with the clock under 11 minutes to go in the game.
Think about how big that connection from Ty Prince to Jay Sean White could be if this score holds throughout the rest of this fourth quarter. I'd be surprised if it does, because of Centralia's offense and how high-powered they've been and how good Mexico is driving right now.
Second and five. Prince keeps it off tackle right inside the 25. Falls forward. They're going to spot him directly at the 25-yard line. A five-yard carry. That'll be exactly enough for the first down, and they'll move the chains once again at the Centralia 25-yard line. Up that five-yard Ty Prince carry. And effectively, when they run it right, Kama, this Mexico team's hard to stop.
They are. And they have a very specialized offense. When you load up the backfield with four guys, including the quarterback, and have a lot of guys back there, it's easy sometimes for defenses to sniff out what's coming. They've done a good job of using a lot of misdirection, that option, to their advantage tonight.
Prince under center on first and 10 from the Centralia 25. Handoff right side to Nichols. He goes for a couple of yards down to the 20-yard line. A five-yard gain for Nichols to bring up second and five. Clock now at 10:05 to go in the game. Mexico up 19-14. Right now, it's really clock management for this Bulldogs team.
Well, in the first half, Mexico wasn't getting the five-yard gains, the four-yard gains. It started to add up. Now they are, and they're getting bigger contributions from more guys in this backfield. Jay Sean White, a guy's name that we've called here in the last quarter. Tyler Talley has actually provided some really good runs in this second half as well, and of course Dylan Nichols has been a workhorse.
Second and five. This run goes to Isaiah Reams up the middle, and Reams gets a couple of yards just on cue with those plenty of running backs getting carries there, down inside the 20 to the 18-yard line to bring up third down and four. We're going to spot it just at the 19 now. It's kind of between the 19 and 18-yard line, but it remains third down for Mexico. Clock at 9:15 to go, holding on to that five-point lead. Kind of a big play here on third down and four. Prince under center, Nichols behind him. He's got one receiver on each side. Left to right go the Bulldogs. Fakes the pitch. It's a bootleg near side. Prince, and he throws, has Talley open inside the 10, gets inside the 5, and tackled at just about the 4-yard line. What a pass by Prince. That'll be a first down for Mexico. Under 9 minutes to go. It'll be first and goal for the Bulldogs. And they're going to spot him at the 3-yard line.
Yeah, And that's a good 16-yard pitch and catch. And good job of Prince again, allowing the play to develop. He hasn't thrown the football a lot. That's actually just his third throw of the day. But when he has, he's been effective, and he's let the play get to fruition.
First and goal at the 2. Prince carries it himself, stopped at the line of scrimmage, lurches forward, and that's good enough for the touchdown. Ty Prince, his second rushing touchdown of this game, makes it 25-14 Mexico. 8:30 remaining here in the fourth. Cam, that was quite the drive by the Bulldogs. They controlled the clock as much as they could, wound it down to 8.5 to go, and now they're up by more than a score.
Yeah, it's been a really good second half for Mexico. They got a little bit of a slow start in that first quarter, and then they really started hitting the gas in the second. Now they've got some ground to work with.
Up 11, going for 2. So roll out to the right for Prince. Eyes in the end zone. Still nowhere to go. He's trying to take it himself. Leans to the end zone, and he gets it. 2-point conversion. Good, Ty Prince. Great job there holding on to the ball, letting the defense come to him. He saw a hole, and he took it. And that puts Mexico up 13, 27-14 with 8:30 to go in the fourth. We'll take a 60-second break. Centralia gets the ball back when we come back here on Regional Radio.
There are times when you can wait, and there are times when you need that part repaired now to get back up and running. Herndon Welding and Machine of Centralia is a full-service welding and machine shop. Aluminum, cold-rolled, high-carbon, or stainless steel, Herndon Welding and Machine will repair your equipment and have you up and running as soon as possible. If your part can't be repaired, they will fabricate a new one to get you back in business. Stop by Herndon Welding and Machine, located at Highway 151 in Centralia, Mid-Missouri's full-service welding shop.
Before you start shopping around for a quality used car, truck, or van, see Mexico Motors. The lot is packed with off-lease and program vehicles. Mexico Motors believes that besides quality, variety matters too. That's why Mexico Motors sells all makes and models of cars, trucks, and vans. For a quality used vehicle, see the Mexico Motors lot on 1615 East Liberty in Mexico and see them online at mexicomotors.net. That's Mexico Motors in Mexico.
He slipped, and it was a 5-yard return. And so that's where Centralia will start its drive, down 13 at their own 15-yard line, moving right to left with just under 8.5 minutes to go.
Well, it's under 60 degrees now, and it could be that point in the night where it starts to get a little wet out there on the field, a little dewy, and, you know, you lose your footing just once towards the end of the game. It could cost you, but Centralia has one thing going for him, and that's that they have John Durant in that backfield manning this offense, and he's got some weapons to use. Let's see what he can do.
It's going to be a quarterback keeper up the middle for Durant. Nowhere to go. The Mexico defense sniffed that one out, and no gain for Durant. Brought down right back at the 15-yard line, and it will be second and 10 for Centralia, down 13 at their own 15-yard line. Cam, you'd imagine they try to go through the air. That's something they've been doing all the first half. It got them good yardage. It got them to set up for a couple of scores, and now they've moved back now more towards the running game. As Durant sets up in the gun, he's got two receivers right, one left. On his own 15, shotgun snap, he rolls right. Eyes downfield, throws on the run. He's got Wheaton, and it's incomplete. On the far side, sidelines at the 25-yard line. Would have been a first down if Wheaton caught it, but that brings up third and 10 with 7:50 to go in the game.
Great coverage on the outside. Wheaton had the opportunity to catch that football. He also had another option downfield as well with Holloman on that side of the field. One thing that Centralia has surprised me with is they're not taking advantage of their size advantage at the line of scrimmage. They have the size advantage over the defensive line of Mexico, but Mexico has just played with more heart in this second half.
Third and 10, shotgun snap Durant. It's a right side screen to Wheaton. He catches at the 25, goes forward, and he stopped right at the 25-yard line. And he's on his back. He doesn't look good. If that ball is right at the 25, that will be good enough for the first down. Michael White on the tackle for Mexico. Wheaton still down, and he was having issues back in the first quarter, struggling to get up after some tough hits, but he gets up. He is certainly a tough football player. He goes back inside the huddle.
That ball's placed in between the 24 and 25. I don't know if that's good enough for the first down. We'll see what these officials say. They're going to move this ball back because of a late flag.
Yeah, referee is calling an eligible man downfield on that play. So that play will be negated. And if it didn't hurt you enough, you got one of your best receivers now out of the ballgame in Nick Wheaton.
Yeah, they'll move this ball back to the 10-yard line. So it will be third and 15 for Centralia. 7:39 to go. They're down 27-14. Third and 15. Shotgun snap to Durant. Lasers it right side. And it's jumped and picked off. Ty Prince at the 25-yard line. Left side down the sidelines to the end zone. And was he ridden out of bounds? I think that's a touchdown. 7:25 to go here in the fourth. And the Ty Prince interception. That's John Durant's second interception tonight, Cam.
Boy, is it a coming out party for Ty Prince tonight. We got a chance to talk to Steve Haig in that pregame, and he talked about about Prince making mistakes. Well, I haven't seen Prince make too many mistakes today. Every time he has been in a tough situation, he has powered through. The sophomore is coming up big for the Mexico Bulldogs at home to try to win them the rivalry here tonight.
35-yard touchdown return, pick six for the sophomore Ty Prince. Mexico goes for two. Prince into the flat to White at the five. Gets the angle to the end zone. Two-point conversion good. 35-14. Mexico ahead with 7:25 to go in the game. We'll take a minute break here on Regional Radio and be back with Centralia's drive when we come back.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Mexico School District Number 59, we'd like to encourage all students to continue working hard and making good choices this school year. As a Mexico Bulldog, red and gray are not just colors. They represent Mexico Bulldog spirit and support in all activities the students participate in, whether that's on the field or in the classroom. Mexico School District Number 59 in Mexico. Teaching, caring, learning. See them online at mexicoschools.net.
Today, there are some people who find themselves asking, what good does a funeral do? Certainly, it can do nothing for the person whose life has ended beyond providing the dignity of a proper burial. But a funeral does a great deal for those whose lives go on. For the family, friends, and community, it is a shared moment to realize, reflect, and to reaffirm. Surrounded by others who care, we begin to accept the reality of death. The funeral services Oliver Funeral Home provides will make the most difficult times in your life easier. Oliver Funeral Home, with locations in Centralia and Sturgeon, a name you can trust for generations to come.
Off to Luke Hunter's return from the 20-yard line, and he speeds down the right side of the field, across midfield and inside the 40, down to the Mexico 37-yard line. And that is the return, Cam, that Centralia needed to at least try to stay in this game, down 35-14. 7:13 to go here in the fourth. And they're going to spot this now at the 39-yard line. And that was quite the return there by Luke Hunter. Centralia down big, 35-14. Ball on the right side hash on the Mexico 39. Panthers moving right to left. Durant shotgun snap. Pitches it to the left to Hunter. He's in the backfield trying to turn the corner inside the 40. And a nice tackle there by Nichols. A loss of one to bring up second down and 11. This Centralia team, they were moving the ball pretty efficiently in the first half, and it has come to a complete halt here in the second half and fourth quarter. Clock continuing to tick at 6:45 to go in the game. Ball on the left hash on the Mexico 40. Second and 11 for Centralia. Durant in the gun. Three receivers to his left. Short drop. Trying to throw over the middle, just out of the reach of Elijah Crutchfield at the 30-yard line. Incomplete to bring up third and 11. It was a nice pass by Durant. Crutchfield was open, Cam. It was just a little high.
Yeah, he had his tight end open in the flat. And when you've got a big target like that, you got to hit him right in the chest, because when he gets to that second level up the defense, he's going to have the opportunity to put that shoulder down and power through some of those safeties and even a corner that gets him. He was past that second line of defense in the linebackers. So you got to hit that guy when he's open right now and not have third and long.
Third and 11. Shotgun snap Durant. He goes short to Wheaton. Makes the catch at the 33 and hit hard. He's brought down at just about the 31-yard line. That will not be good enough for the first down. It will bring up fourth and just about two with 6:15 to go here in the fourth. Centralia down 35-14. Panthers are definitely going to be going for it here. Getting the play call from their second-year head coach, Jim Newstead. Was an offensive coordinator on this Centralia team when they won the state title in 2003. Durant in the gun on the fourth and three. Shotgun snap, pitch left side, Wheaton, nowhere to go. Fumbles the ball in the backfield, picked up by Talley. And Mexico recovers a fumble. It's second consecutive turnover for Centralia. And Mexico takes over at their own 34-yard line with 5:51 to go. And they're up 35-14.
When you meet some guys on the line of scrimmage and you get a helmet on a football, that's what happens, or a hand in there. We couldn't see which one it was. But nonetheless, Mexico swarming on the defensive end. Their defense has come up so clutch in this second half. And that's exactly what Steve Hake said about his defense. They had to come up big for them today. Centralia's offense has not looked so good here in this second half. Two turnovers, haven't been hitting targets as well as he did in the first half, has John Durant. And Ty Prince and company are primed for success. Less than 6 minutes to go.
5:51 to go. Mexico trying to run the clock out as much as they can. Nichols handoff up the middle across the 40 down to the 44-yard line. Gain of 10 about. They're going to give him 9 to bring up second and one on the 9-yard carry by the senior Dylan Nichols. And he's had quite a game. 22 carries, 117 yards. Still has yet to find the end zone. He's had a touchdown in his last four consecutive games. Now well over 600 yards rushing through six games for the senior. Second and one, 5:14 to go. Mexico with the ball on their own 43-yard line. Fake handoff, Nichols. Prince keeps it across midfield to the right side, down to the 45, angles out of bounds. That'll be a first down and a lot more for the sophomore. They're going to spot this at the Centralia 46-yard line. Garrett Schuring down on the field. Gage Farron's down on the field for Centralia, and he's going to be checked at by this training staff. With 5:04 to go in the game, Mexico has a first down in Centralia territory, up 35-14. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with more here on Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com.
Thinking about a vacation or wondering who will take care of your furry family member? Kurt and Denise Holloman with Ashlawn Boarding Kennel of Centralia is the place to call. They're family owned and operated by the Holloman family and have plenty of spacious room for your dog to enjoy on the farm. They have a climate controlled environment and unbeatable pricing. All vaccinations are required for your dogs to stay. For further information, contact Denise at 573-881-6001 or check out their Facebook page. Ashlawn Boarding Kennel proudly supports the Centralia Panthers.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, or feeds from a clip, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Graff's Reloading Supercenter is your one-stop shop for all your hunting, shooting, ammunition, and archery needs. Graff's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico. Their shelves are stocked to fill all your hunting needs.
After the injury, it was not Gage Farron's. The number was being blocked for a little bit. It was not Gage Farron's on the injury, but nevertheless, they bring him off the field. And Mexico will start with a first and 10 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth, up 35-14 on the Centralia 49-yard line. And a hole big for Isaiah Reams up the middle inside the 30. Down to the 27-yard line. A first down and a lot more for the Bulldogs. And now Cam Mexico really finding those holes in their running game.
Yeah, and the opportunity that they have to have so many guys in that backfield. Talked about it in the third quarter, but when you've got some fresh legs that can come in and out and you can use guys like Reams and guys like Jayshon White to offset the power runners like Nichols and Talley, you have the opportunity to create space and be able to get upfield on a defense that's really tired. They've been protecting the run all night.
4:40 to go in the game. First and 10. Handoff this time. Talley sweeping to the right side. Inside the 25 he goes. And he's down to the 22-yard line to bring up second down and about six on the 4-yard carry.
35-14, Mexico's lead. They continue to run this clock at 4:15. On the Centralia 22-yard line, it'll be 2nd and 5. And it really has been all Mexico in this halftime. They've just done a tremendous job working the clock, running the ball, wearing out the Centralia defense as Ty Prince goes under center. Gets the snap, and this time the handoff goes to Nate Goff. And he inches forward inside the 20 for a couple of yards, down to the 19-yard line. That'll be a gain of 3 to bring up 3rd down and 2.
Yeah, Goff, the senior, 550 pounds. That's his first carry of the day. And another guy that can come off the bench and help you out. I mean, any guys that you can have, especially late in the game when you know that this game is virtually over, get some guys some carries, get some guys some experience that deserve it, especially a senior that's been with the program for a while. You want to give him that opportunity.
The 4th game, Goff has now gotten yardage in. Handoff to Rames as he bursts up the middle to the 15-yard line. And that 3rd and 3, he gained just about 5. So that'll be good enough for the first down for Mexico with 3:10 to go in this one. Now on the Centralia 15-yard line.
You know, in the first half, this offense looked really slow. It looked very hard for them to develop things. And then in the second half, I mean, it is absolutely taken off. And I can't tell you if it's Centralia not being good at the line of scrimmage as far as just being tired. You can see their defense is worn out, or if it's just the effectiveness of the different play calls that Mexico has used in the second half. It might be a combination of both.
2:50 to go. Prince hands it off to Nichols. Sprints inside the 10, inside the 5, down to the 3-yard line. What a run there by Dylan Nichols. On first down to get another first down, so it will be 1st and goal on the 3 for Mexico with 2:40 to go.
Prince has had his 2 touchdown runs on the day. I think it's about time for Nichols to get his first one. He's deserved it with the load that he has carried for this team today. Now 23 carries for 128 yards.
Talking about deserving players, don't forget as we name the outstanding player of the game after this one is over, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more in Moberly. Timeout called by Mexico. That's their 2nd, 2:16 to go here in the 4th. It'll be 1st and goal from the Centralia 3 when we get back. Mexico up big, 35-14, here on Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com. Be back in 60 seconds.
If you're planning to build a new pole barn, stop by Economy Metals, located on Highway 22, 4 miles east of Centralia. You'll find everything you need, from steel roofing and siding to trim, nails, screws, doors, and windows. Perhaps you need steel roofing for your home. You'll find it at Economy Metals. Stop in and let the guys help you with quality supplies for your next building project, or call 573-682-5575 for delivery right to your door. Economy Metals is open Monday through Friday from 8 till 5.
Make sure to stop by Forest Chevrolet in Centralia. The 2019s have started arriving, and Forest has the 2018s marked down. With up to $14,000 off on remaining Silverado half-ton crew cab 4x4s. Check out all of what they have to offer, new and pre-owned, and find new roads online at ForestChevrolet.com. That's Forest Chevrolet, located on Highway 22 in Centralia. Proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers.
Out of the Mexico top, 1st and goal for the Bulldogs on the Centralia 3-yard line. 2:16 to go in this one. Mexico up 35-14. Prince under center. Ball on the right hash. 5 on the play clock. And he's going to take a knee. On 1st and goal to bring up 2nd down. Now that ball on the 4-yard line. Clock now at 2:05 to go. Centralia and Jim Newstead do have 2 timeouts to go, but I think at this point, Cam, they are going to let it wind down 35-14. And Mexico will come out the victors.
Yeah, Ben, could Mexico punch this in at the 1-yard line? Absolutely they could. But it's just a sign of respect to the Centralia team that played them really hard until this 4th quarter really exploded for this Mexico team. They could reward their running back and Dylan Nichols with a 1-yard touchdown run that I'm sure 4 times in a row he would get if he got the ball 4 times in a row. But nonetheless, they're not doing that. They're kind of going by the book, and I think it's the right thing to do here. You had a team that comes and plays you in a rivalry 15 miles down the road. You got the win at home, and that's what you wanted. You give them the respect they deserve here.
65 seconds to go in this game. It's third down and goal for Mexico, but they have been kneeling it. As Prince goes under center with two on the play clock and takes yet another knee with 54 seconds to go. It'll be fourth down for Mexico at about the 5-yard line. See if they just kneel it here to turn it over on downs, but game clock's at 40, play clock's at 22. So there will be about 18 seconds left for Centralia, down 35-14. With this win, Mexico wins its fifth straight over Centralia. And now they lead the series in the last decade, 5-2 over the Panthers as Prince takes the knee with 20 seconds left to turn it over on down. Centralia will take over at their own 5, down 35-14. That'll be just about it. With the win, Mexico goes to 4-2 on the year. Centralia drops to 3-3. And this was shaping up to be a shootout in that first half. We saw plenty of touchdowns. Centralia throwing the ball around. Mexico doing a good job with the clock, moving the ball with the running game. In the second half, I think both teams made adjustments. But Mexico did a good job combating Centralia, and I guess Centralia just did not adjust enough. Mexico is going to walk out of here the winner. Centralia did not score in the second half.
Yeah, Ben, and this Mexico team, they really put it on Centralia in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's where this storyline comes down to. You get 16 points in the fourth quarter. You get both two-point conversions. That's what you needed.
It's Wheaton on the end around. He gets across the 25, knocked out of bounds at the 30 with 14 seconds left. 25-yard end-around for Nick Wheaton. Clock now continues after, or they'll stop it because he did run out of bounds, so it stopped at 14. As Durant's in the gun, they're going to get one more play, another jet sweep. This time it goes to the right side. Jared Holloman on the carry. He has some space across midfield down to the 49-yard line of Mexico. And the clock will stop at 2 seconds as they move the chains. And that'll do it. The final whistle, 35-14 is the final score. Mexico takes the win as they go to 4-2 on the year. Centralia drops to 500 to 3-3. Mexico has now won its fifth straight over Centralia, and they are 5-2 in the last decade against the Panthers. A pretty dominant record there for this Highway 22 rivalry. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back with more. We'll take a look at the final stats and talk to both head coaches as well here on Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you think you may be paying too much for insurance, then you probably are. Audrain Insurance Agency, LLC of Mexico, takes pride in offering some of the most competitive rates around. Before renewing your current insurance, check with Audrain Insurance Agency for a no-obligation quote for farm, auto, homeowners, or health insurance. You can also call 800-362-5764 for a price quote today. You will find Audrain Insurance Agency located at 217 West Jackson in Mexico.
Hello, Panther fans. I'm Tony Stewart, administrator and owner of the Stewart House in Centralia, Missouri. For over 35 years, we've been serving the Centralia and surrounding areas in a fully licensed long-term care facility, offering skilled nursing services in a home-like setting. Our residents enjoy delicious home-cooked meals and social and recreational activities throughout the year. I would like to invite you to come visit our team at 117 South Hickman and take a tour. We have around-the-clock staffing and look forward to making our house your home. The Stewart House is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panther and Lady Panthers.
Have you made a funeral prearrangement but are now having second thoughts about the funeral home where you made it? If so, here's good news. Oliver Funeral Home in Centralia and Sturgeon will honor any prearrangement made at other funeral homes. Perhaps changes occur, but regardless of your reason, if you have an existing contract and you wish to transfer, Oliver Funeral Home is there to help you. With no cost to you, they can discuss transferring your plan or starting a new one. Oliver Funeral Home, a name you can trust for generations to come.
Make sure to stop by Forest Chevrolet in Centralia, The 29 teams have started arriving, and Forrest has the 2018s marked down. With up to $14,000 off on remaining Silverado half-ton crew cab 4x4s. Check out all of what they have to offer, new and pre-owned, and find new roads online at ForrestChevrolet.com. That's Forrest Chevrolet, located on Highway 22 in Centralia. Proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers.
35-14 final score here for Mexico High School. Mexico takes the win over Centralia. Camp Thomas, Ben Wittenstein with you here. Post-game, taking a check of some of these post-game statistics. And Cam, before we do, just wanted to talk a little bit about that game. And like you said, kind of towards the end, that Mexico offense did a tremendous job running the clock and running the ball down the field. Their drives were sustained as healthily as possible. But for Centralia, through a pick and a fumble, they just could not get their drives going. And they really reverted a lot to the running game when it was the passing game in the first half that got them down the field.
Yeah, I think the composure of John Durant just kind of went out of whack in that second half, gave up a couple of footballs on drives that could have helped the Centralia team, because this game didn't get out of reach until the fourth quarter, Ben. But you do have to give credit to this Mexico team. They did a great job on the defensive end. Starting with the beginning of that first half, John Durant lost 20 yards on four carries to start that second half. They had three tackles for losses in the first 6 minutes of the second half, and they had two sacks in that time frame as well. So Mexico's defense had a talking to at half, and they cracked down on this Centralia team. Also, the offense, give a lot of credit to the sophomore quarterback in Ty Prince. He didn't make a lot of mistakes today, played mistake-free football. That's what you needed out of your quarterback, and he did some good things on defense too. He had that pick six in the second half that helped out his offense as well. So both sides of the ball, young guys coming up big for this Mexico team. Centralia senior leadership didn't come to fruition tonight here at Hawthorne Heights.
We'll be talking to Mexico head coach Steve Haig in just a moment as he makes his way up here to the press box. But I want to go over some of those game stats on the Centralia side. John Durant threw most of his passes in the first half, and he went 9 for 17 for 110 yards through the air. He also ran 42 yards on 9 carries and 2 touchdowns. Grafton Littrell, 11 yards on 3 carries. Nick Wheaton, 66 yards on 3 carries. Receiving-wise, Nick Wheaton was the obvious John Durant favorite receiver. 78 yards receiving and 6 touchdowns. 12 yards receiving by Elijah Crutchfield for 12 yards receiving on 1 catch. Guy Moran, 18 yards on 2 catches. For the winning Mexico Bulldogs, Ty Prince, 2 interceptions. He was 2 for 4 for 62 yards and 1 touchdown, had that 46-yard touchdown pass. And rushing-wise, Dylan Nichols, 128 yards for the senior, 23 carries, no touchdowns. Ty Prince had a rushing touchdown and had 66 yards on the ground for 13 carries. 30 yards for Isaiah Reams on 5 carries. Receiving, Tyler Talley, 16 yards on a reception. And Jayshon White, 46 yards and a touchdown off 1 reception. We'll take another break. We will name our player of the game as well coming up. And that will be brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency. And we'll also talk to the head coaches coming up in just a moment. We'll be back here on Regional Radio and CentralMoInfo.com.
Thinking about a vacation or wondering who will take care of your furry family member? Kurt and Denise Holloman with Ashlawn Boarding Kennel of Centralia is the place to call. They're family owned and operated by the Holloman family and have plenty of spacious room for your dog to enjoy on the farm. They have a climate controlled environment and unbeatable pricing. All vaccinations are required for your dogs to stay. For further information, contact Denise at 573-881-6001 or check out their Facebook page. Ashlawn Boarding Kennel proudly supports the Centralia Panthers.
Unbeatable service and quality. That's what people throughout Central Missouri have come to expect from Stidham Electric of Centralia. Stidham Electric specializes in the highest quality residential, commercial, and industrial electrical services, and people in and around Central Missouri know their customer service is unbeatable. Stidham Electric is always prepared, whether it be residential work in area communities or lighting up the night sky in our area's football stadium. Stidham Electric of Centralia.
When you're making that important decision to buy or sell a home, contact Terry Crocker at Reason Nichols Realtor Centralia. Terry can assist you in all areas of making a purchase, from teaming you up with a lender for a mortgage to getting quotes for competitive home insurance rates. Relocating? Let Terry help you sell your home here and find you a new home there. Call Reason Nichols Centralia at 573-682-2252 and find out how Terry can help you today.
The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Mexico School District Number 59, we'd like to encourage all students to continue working hard and making good choices this school year. As a Mexico Bulldog, red and gray are not just colors. They represent Mexico Bulldog spirit and support in all activities the students participate in, whether that's on the field or in the classroom. Mexico School District Number 59 in Mexico. Teaching, caring, learning. See them online at mexicoschools.net.
Make sure to stop by Forest Chevrolet in Centralia. The 2019s have started arriving, and Forest has the 2018s marked down. With up to $14,000 off on remaining Silverado half-ton crew cab 4x4s. Check out all of what they have to offer, new and pre-owned, and find new roads online at forestchevrolet.com. That's Forest Chevrolet, located on Highway 22 in Centralia. Proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers.
From small game rifles to big game. From paper punching and tin can plinking to personal protection. If it squeezes off a round, spins in a cylinder, or feeds from a clip, we have the make and model that feels just right in your hands.
Graff's Reloading Supercenter is your one-stop shop for all your hunting, shooting, ammunition, and archery needs. Graff's Reloading Supercenter in Mexico. Their shelves are stocked to fill all your hunting needs.
Back here at Mexico High School, 35-14, the final score. Mexico, the victors over Centralia. And again, Mexico now moves to 4-2 on the year. Centralia drops to 3-3. Centralia head coach Jim Newstead is coming up here, so we will be talking to him in just a moment. But we do have to name our outstanding player of the game. We're going to give it. We will give it to Dylan Nichols. You know what? Let's give it to Ty Prince. The quarterback, he did throw two interceptions, but he threw a 46-yard touchdown. And he also had a touchdown run. And he also had an interception for a touchdown. So he had a tremendous game. So Ty Prince is your outstanding player of the game. Brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. We're going to give that player of the game to Ty Prince. 66 yards on the ground for him, and a touchdown as well. 62 yards through the air, touchdown throwing, and on the defensive side of the ball, had a pick six. Jim Newstead coming up to join us in just a second. Cam Thomas doing a great job grabbing him from the field to bring him up here. So we will hear from the second-year Centralia head coach again. His team drops to 3-3 on the year. After this, they will play South Shelby at home, then West Hancock, an Illinois team, and then they will finish the year at Macon. So that is the Centralia schedule coming up again, 3-3. Mexico up next. They will play Kirksville at home right here at Mexico High School. After that, they go to Fulton, and then they play Moberly to finish off the year. Coach, thanks for joining us. Grab the headset. We're now joined by the Centralia head football coach, Jim Newstead. Coach, thanks so much for joining us post-game here.
You're welcome.
Let's focus on that first half first. It was a shootout between both of these teams. You guys were going through the air a lot more in the first half. What did you like from your offense in the first half of this game?
Well, offensively, we came in knowing that we'd have to throw the ball a bit early. We moved the ball well, throwing the ball and running the ball. We have gotten in the red zone twice, once in the 10 here and once in the 1 yard line right before half, and we squandered both those opportunities. So we had some missed opportunities in the first half. If we capitalize on those two opportunities, I think we have a whole totally different second half.
Yeah, and I mean, talking about that second half, it seems like the offense kind of was in stagnation mode there. What were you guys trying to do offensively that was a little bit different from the first half?
Same thing pretty much as the first half. But we got in a situation in the second half where we threw that pick six there and we got down a little bit and got to a point where they knew we had to throw the ball. So when you don't have the option, hey, they might run or throw, they had to throw definitely, they're going to bring a lot more pressure in. So the, when they knew we were in a situation where we had to throw the ball all the time, they brought a lot more pressure, which made it hard for us to get the ball out to our receivers and put John Durant in some difficult situations. But proud of my kids. I thought they played really hard, and I told them that the score was not indicative of the game that we just played here. Just two late touchdowns and two pick sixes and so forth. But we're a better ball club than that score shows. And I hope they realize that, and I hope they're ready to keep going on it.
And defensively, Mexico, a very tough team to defend since they just continuously run the ball. How difficult was that on the defensive side, just being prepared for the constant pressure of the running game from the Bulldogs?
Well, we knew they would chip away, and we did different things on defense and changed it up a little bit. And I really think defense kept us in the ball game there in that third quarter because we weren't moving the ball very well in offense. We had a couple of fleet out, some turnovers that we weren't able to capitalize, and we got the ball back in offense. So there was more of an offensive situation in the second half than was the defense. The defense kept us in the game. We got in the fourth quarter after that second pick six, and kind of got back on our heels there. It was kind of a momentum thing there, and our defense kind of led up in their touchdown there. But I was really proud of the defense. I thought they did well. We played without Trevor Bodine tonight. He's got a hurt shoulder, so that kind of hurt us inside, which we knew it would. But we hope to have him back, and I thought the other guys played hard and stepped up and played well. Offensively, we just didn't get a whole lot moving, and so it made it tough on our defense.
Talking to Centralia head football coach Jim Newstead, and a final question for you, as you guys have South Shelby next week, what are you going to be looking to do with the team in practice getting ready for another game?
Well, we got to get healthy right now because we've had two big hard-hitting games, Brookfield and this game, and we knew we were a little banged up in the Brookfield game coming in, and we had some injuries, and some kids that were able to still play were banged up, so we got to get a little bit healthy here, and we got to eliminate mistakes again and get back to the things that we know we can do against South Shelby. It'll be a good ball game. It's our homecoming. Rob's got a really good running back, the quarterback back there with Rockwood. So we're going to have to try to stop him, and we're going to get better this week so we can play with him.
All right, Centralia head football coach Jim Newstead. Coach, thanks so much for joining us postgame.
All right, thank you, sir.
We'll be back with head coach Steve Hay coming up.
Life is hard enough, and getting a loan should not be. World Finance is committed to making you feel at ease throughout the loan process. World Finance offers loans up to $10,000. World Finance's primary mission is to be of service to their customers. Simply give World Finance a call or stop by 2763 South Clark Street in Mexico today. You can also visit their website to start your application online at loansbyworld.com. All loans are subject to the usual credit underwriting policies.
Are you looking for a committed catering business that fits your taste, budget, and style? CoStar Catering of Centralia will work with you to create your specific menu to fit those needs, with home-style cooking just like grandma's. They do weddings, special events, and festivals. For all of your catering needs, call CoStar Catering at 573-982-9812. Check out their website at CoStarCatering.com or visit their page on Facebook. CoStar Catering of Centralia, redefining food and event production. Good luck to the Centralia Panthers and Mexico Bulldogs.
We're back here at Skill High School talking. We're getting ready to talk to Mexico head coach Steve Haig about their game. Ben Wittenstein, Cam Thomas with you. And I guess, Cam, final thoughts on this game as we go in, getting ready for the second interview.
Well, we just heard from head coach Jim Newstead of Centralia. You know, one thing they've got to do, of course, is get healthy in the next couple of weeks. But you think about Mexico and what they were able to do tonight. They were able to use that second half to their advantage. Their run game really started to get going. You can see that Centralia front defensive line get really taxed. So good job for Mexico winning at home. They got the rivalry again this year. So they'll look forward to next week and trying to keep things going.
I want to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Mexico Motors, Audrain Insurance Agency, Mexico Public Schools, World Finance and Tax Services, Crafts Reloading Supercenter, all of Mexico, Reese and Nichols, Economy Metals, Forest Chevrolet, Benton Funeral Chapel, CoStar Catering, Ashlawn Boarding Kennel, Stidham Electric, Centralia R6 School District, Herndon Welding and Machine, Kincaid Pharmacy, Shelton Seed, the Stewart House LLC, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Oliver Funeral Home LLC of Centralia and Sturgeon, and Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, as well as Moberly Area Community College, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. We're now joined by Mexico head coach Steve Haig. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure thing.
Congrats on the win. And there's obviously plenty to talk about with this game, but I want to start with the defense in the second half. Obviously, Centralia passing that ball a lot in the first half, scored 14 points, held scoreless in the second half. What'd you like out of your defense?
Well, I thought in the first half they had a great game plan. Really hurt us on the edge rolling out. And we knew the quarterback was a great athlete. The thing we didn't know is what we had seen is, were they going to throw the ball a lot or were they going to run it? Last week against Brookfield, they ran it quite a bit and did a great job. Games before, they had thrown. And, we didn't adjust well in the first half. The thing that I liked about it is that we were able to make adjustments. And I thought our physicality from the offensive side of the ball, I think it kind of played a big factor throughout the game, because I think it wore them down a little bit. Our first drive was 19 plays, and then every drive after that, we were doing a good job grinding it out. And I know that takes it out of some people when we do that, and it helps us out. And I think that that big fourth down stop, they were getting ready to score there before half. We stopped them. I thought that energized us, got us fired up. We come back out. Wish we'd had a better first drive in that second half, but seemed to come back good defensively, and then they got the offense rolling.
Ty Prince was our player of the game today, and a passing touchdown, a rushing touchdown, an interception. How well did he play today?
He does a great job as a sophomore. Just excited to have him because, he's a great kid, smart kid, but rarely makes a mistake twice. I thought he almost had a flawless game, tried to force the deep pass, and that's always a quarterback's Achilles heel. They always want to go deep, and so he tried to do that and forced it, and their guy made a great play on that ball. But they were playing man coverage, and if you're going to throw that, you better make sure that guy's open. But, yeah, Ty does – and he did a great job. I don't know how many yards he had rushing, but later on he started reading the option well and taking the pressure off Dylan on that dive and stretching that defense. And so that helps us in the option game when you can distribute the ball and make people guess.
Guys got your second win in a row this year after beating Clinton last week. 5-2 now against Centralia in the last decade, I believe, is the record. How nice was it to get the win and also now to start a winning streak?
Well, that's kind of the thing about Centralia is we want to have a good rivalry with them. We want to play good football teams, and they're a good football team. A couple of years there, we had some really good teams, and they played us really well. Last year was a battle, and so this year was too. I mean, that first half, and we were just, lucky to get those turnovers and convert them into touchdowns, and that helped out. It is. When we got off the Hannibal one and got that loss, I told the kids, we got five games. I want to win those five because we have two district opponents within that, Centralia and Moberly. It helps push us toward that top. And one of our big things is that we want to play at home on week 10, and we want to play some bonus football. We want to get to week 11 and week 12. And one of those things we got to do is we got to win ball games and get those points. And so the winning streak's good, but we want to continue it. And we got a tough week coming up. Kirksville's improved, and it's our homecoming. So our kids' focus is, probably not going to be a ton on football. So we got to make sure we get them refocused and get back to work and hopefully make it three in a row.
All right. Mexico's 4-2 now. They go, as you said, play Kirksville next week. Coach Steve Haig, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for the coverage.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Yeah. We'll be back in 60 seconds to wrap everything up.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com. Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
If you think you may be paying too much for insurance, then you probably are. Audrain Insurance Agency, LLC of Mexico, takes pride in offering some of the most competitive rates around. Before renewing your current insurance, Check with Audrain Insurance Agency for a no-obligation quote for farm, auto, homeowners, or health insurance. You can also call 800-362-5764 for a price quote today. You will find Audrain Insurance Agency located at 217 West Jackson in Mexico. Make sure to stop by Forest Chevrolet in Centralia. The 2019s have started arriving, and Forest has the 2018s marked down. With up to $14,000 off on remaining Silverado half-ton crew cab 4x4s. Check out all of what they have to offer, new and pre-owned, and find new roads online at ForestChevrolet.com. That's Forest Chevrolet, located on Highway 22 in Centralia. Proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers.
35-14, the final score here for Mexico High School. Mexico takes the win to move to 4-2, Centralia 3-3. Cam Thomas, Ben Wittenstein, we want to say good night for Mexico High School here on Regional Radio. End Zone show coming up next.